Tomorrow's News Today.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Wednesday morning, the 4th of February, 2026. Fear not, Alex Jones will be hosting his show. He's on his way in. He's taking some care of some stuff this morning. So I'll be with you for the first hour or so. But actually, we're going to go to a pretty long interview that Alex just did earlier today with Benny Johnson. So we'll be going to that just as soon as we get back from a commercial break. But I'll take this first five as a little bit of a victory lap, to be honest with you. I'm in a great mood today. I don't know about you. You're probably like me. Every day you wake up and you get about 10 seconds of the morning light before you make the mistake of looking at your phone and looking at Twitter and seeing what new horrors beyond human comprehension await you today. And that's my usual morning routine. Wake up, roll over, look at the phone, see, look at what's happened now. Look at what they're doing now. And it's just some sort of just horrific thing. Not today, though. Not today. Felt good waking up today because over the last 24 hours, we have delivered a massive blow to the New World Order in the form of a video compilation of a bunch of very powerful people in Israel and America talking about their plans for censorship and eventual conflict with America and the wider West. The Eighth Front War, as Benjamin Netanyahu calls it. And it's a 14.5-minute video. We played 5 minutes of it on The Alex Jones Show on Monday. But it has gotten around 3.8 million views in the last 24 hours. I'm very, very proud and satisfied about this. And thank you, everybody, who shares it, especially because the whole video, and we won't play it here, but you can go find it. It's on my X at Harrison H. Smith. If you want to go see it, I encourage you to share it around. But I'm not just, like, bragging about it. This is how we win the Eighth Front. I mean, the Eighth Front war, as it's, you know, recognized and acknowledged by the people waging it against us, is a information war on the battlefield of the mind and on social media. And the whole video is about this multi-billion dollar global censorship array, this massive technocratic apparatus that is funded by taxpayer dollars and NGOs and massive corporations to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. And yet the whole thing can be shattered by me in a weekend editing for free. We don't need billions of dollars. We don't need anything. We actually have the one thing that you do need to win an information war, which is the truth. And that alone makes all of their conniving, all of their machinations, all of their censorship fall to nothing as long as you help us and do the work to manually override the digital censorship. And so thank you for doing that, everybody out there who shared it, and I ask you to share it as well. And I was talking to my sister about it this morning or last night, and she's like, oh, that must have taken a lot of work, and you just give it out for free? Like, what's wrong with you kind of thing? And I'm like, I didn't even really think about it. I didn't even really watermark it that well, but that's not what it's about. And this is the InfoWars philosophy, and I have bought into it, hook, line, and sinker. That is, it's about the information. It's about spreading awareness. It's about the truth. And I'm not putting anything behind a paywall. I'm not doing something that's going to lessen the reach of the information, even if it makes me money or whatever else. As long as I am at InfoWars and getting a salary from InfoWars, I don't need to do anything to get views. I don't need anything. You know, I'm not prioritizing anything that has to do with money. It's just about the truth. And InfoWars is the system that allows us to operate like that. So if you want to support us, go to thealexjonesstore.com. We have delivered blow upon blow against the New World Order. They are rocked back. They're dazed. They're on the back foot. Now is the time to push harder than ever to double down on the victories that we've already achieved. Support us in this by sharing our content, sharing the links, and going to thealexjonesstore.com. Alex Jones returns in just a little bit. On the other side, we go to a breaking interview with him and Benny Johnson. Don't go anywhere, folks. Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith. I'm not sitting in for Alex today. Actually, Alex is on his way. He'll be in the studio later this hour, or at the very latest, the beginning of the next hour. Alex Jones is on his way with just massive news to cover throughout the show today. But we're going to go to a video that just came out earlier today, live stream that Alex did with Benny Johnson. You can find it on Benny Johnson's YouTube channel. You can also find and share the link on X, follow at Real Alex Jones, at AJN Live, at InfoWars. Share this content, breakthrough, circumvent the censorship with human interaction. But here's Alex Jones on Benny Johnson earlier today. Find and share this link on YouTube.
A guy who's been talking for a very long time about a predator cult of very connected, very evil people that control the world and that will kill to keep and maintain power is Alex Jones. He's spent his entire life doing everything that he can to expose this network, and he is the most vindicated and correct man in America right now, based on everything that we've learned. The great Alex Jones from The Alex Jones Show joins the program. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who needs no introduction, Alex Jones, but I'm going to give him an introduction anyway. Alex Jones is a man who is running out of conspiracy theories to be proven right about. Alex Jones, in the release of the Jeffrey Epstein documents, 3 million documents, photos, and videos, is just probably the single most right man on the internet. He's been proven correct on so much, it's hard to really enumerate all of it, and we're honored to have you on the program, Alex. Congratulations. Take a victory lap.
Listen, I knew it was bad, but my God, they're like literally delivering kids and cannibalism. I mean, it's worse than I knew what was going on, but my God, this is insane. So just, I'm glad it finally got released. I didn't realize until December 19th they had an open hotline with more stuff coming in. So it's just crazy. But notice the Democrats now, through quote survivors, have introduced lawsuits to pull it now, and they're trying to block Trump, who's trying to get federal courts to release the grand jury documents. So the Democrats suddenly, this is really underreported, they suddenly want it all pulled back. I thought it was going to get Trump, set against them, all of them, Bill Clinton, all of them.
So this is President Trump in the White House yesterday saying this has been the biggest backfire in history. And they came swinging for me, and they ended up hitting Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, a number of other Democrats, big donors in the Democrat Party like Reid Hoffman. And now some of the pandemic stuff that's coming out is remarkable. We have emails that are showing that Bill Gates was coordinating with Jeffrey Epstein on the pandemic. I mean, maybe we should just start there. There are multiple pandemic email threads inside of the Jeffrey Epstein document dump. And those threads show Bill Gates all over it. They show planning operations that were happening throughout the government and throughout the Epstein network. This was happening in 2017 emails, Alex. So that's like right around the time.
They're gearing up for the UN Disease Act that Bill Gates a year before, and then tabletops, oh, there'll be a new respiratory virus out of China. That's how we'll get control. And here he is with Epstein, with all these scientists coordinating. Oh, the new virus is coming. This is just so damning. It's the biggest thing in my 32 years on air. Nothing compares to this. This is 100 times bigger than the WikiLeaks, where you've got, we're delivering a 7-year-old, 9-year-old, and 11-year-old John Podesta to the wooded facility for the hot tub for your entertainment and, you know, enjoyment. It's all in there, and there they are planning all this and the overthrow of governments and everything else, and nowhere is Donald Trump. But the corporate media is totally distracting from that, hoping we don't see this information. But the new independent media that's way bigger is covering it. So it's just an amazing time to be alive. And again, like I said, suddenly Democrats want the files pulled. They're in total panic mode.
So, okay, that's very interesting. What do you think of the likelihood of that happening? I hear that they've released about half of the files. So do you think we're going to see the other half? I mean, what's in those?
Yes. Well, the headlines are, you know, victims, lawyers. But you look at the lawyers are Democrats. And you have Democrats, again, Trump's like, yeah, you know, months ago, 5 months ago, release the trial transcripts, release the grand juries. And then the Democrats that demand it go then block it. So, and, you know, Trump knew there would be a bunch of rumors and recycled stuff that's now been proven to be, you know, false before. And now Trump said 3 days ago, well, we should have done this earlier. I'm vindicated. Yeah. So
yeah,
there's never been anything there about him. It's all Democrats. On my show, I say 99%. Then I kind of sat back and went, wait, there's no Republicans.
Well, that's right.
It's actually not. It's 100% Democrats. And it's all these big brokerage firms and bankers and heads of Harvard and head scientists at Harvard and, you know, at MIT. And it's all these big Democrat law firms with Epstein. And it's Epstein working with 4chan, 8chan to push anti-Trump stuff years ago. I mean, this is the Rosetta Stone. This exposes everything. And it's a wild time to be alive is all I got to say. And I'm glad to see Trump now getting it, because some of his advisors said, sir, there's a lot of lies about you, so maybe we should. He's like, okay. And now Trump's like, wait, this is great. Exactly. He should lean into this, and he should just absolutely demand even more be released. And he should be doing press conferences right now saying, look, I told you, it's not me, it's them. They asked for it. Here it is. And so that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you're starting to see that from the president, not only victory laps, but also lawsuits. He's planning on suing Trevor Noah, Michael Wolff, maybe others who lied about him inside of the Epstein files.
Years ago with Epstein saying, Epstein's like, no, he never had a massage. He was never around the underage girls.
Right.
And Wolf's like, well, how do we get him? He's like, I don't know. And Epstein's like, there's recordings of it. He's like, that's that bastard. He's the one that put me in jail the first time. It just, we already knew all this. So I'm like, what are you scared of, Trump? But he had advisors saying, sir, it'll destabilize the economy. It'll hit all the, no. Let justice be done. May the heavens fall. And now that Trump gets that, because he didn't know what was in there. He just knew he was innocent. He knew the media was saying and implicated him. So he was right when he said, it's a hoax like Russiagate that I'm involved. Then he clarified, no, Epstein's bad. I'm saying that I'm involved as a hoax. So he now needs to double down, have a press conference like he did. You know, South African president said, we're not killing any whites. Then they show them saying, kill the whites. The president saying, kill the whites. The next party saying it, and they all shut up. He should just have a press conference and say, okay, here's all the evidence. It's all Democrats. It's not me. And then that would explode his popularity, because when we had, you know, the FBI director and deputy director 10 months ago or whatever saying, oh yeah, there's nothing there, that hurt Trump really bad. Mm-hmm. Because I know they were being advised there was nothing there. No, there is something there. And so now Trump needs to lean into this because it exonerates him. This is his greatest victory. They're trying to sell him that it's his greatest defeat. It's like the Emperor's New Clothes. They go, only royalty can see the special gold filament that we weave these with. And because he can't see, he goes, well, I'm royal, I better say I see it. It's the opposite. There's nothing there. And they're, well, this is actually the same thing. And they want Trump to say there's something there. But it's the opposite. With the Democrats, it's all there. Trump just needs to lean into this, and it's game over.
So you're saying that President Trump should do a press conference with these photos directly behind him of Bill Clinton with, let's just call them young women, because we don't know which women there are, inside of hot tubs, on his lap, arms around him, on a plane. There are no photos that exist of Donald Trump like that. Everyone's screaming about Donald Trump. and the Epstein files, and they don't look at the spy who shagged me up here in the top corner with Bill Clinton in this velour, tribal, velvety outfit with the world's foremost pederast, grinning ear to ear, shoving his face full of cake on Jeffrey Epstein's pedo one, and then with photos of him in the hot tub. I mean, well, this photo in the hot tub is really something. It's like, dude, I don't know Bill Clinton's, I don't know, like, who's wearing how much clothes in this, but like, that's the victim right there with their face blacked out. It would be 9/11. It would be 9/11, Alex, if it was Trump naked in a hot tub with an Epstein victim.
Well, that's right. This is the biggest lost opportunity ever. And so they told Trump, sir, we don't know. Oh, it's recycled lies, which it was. The fake chain does all that. E. Jean Carroll type stuff. Trump needs to absolutely lean into this because this is the reality of what they've done. And it's so crazy that they were that out of their minds to then try to release this. I think the corporate media could spin it against Trump with no evidence, with what is in these files is so damning to them. So this is Trump's to lose at this point. If he leans into it and goes scorched earth with them, it's game over. I mean, you've got Bill Gates's ex-wife, Melinda French, former Gates, saying today, or I guess last night, saying, I think they should all go to prison. This is a game changer. It's a sea change. My husband's a horrible person, which we know he was. I mean, you have John McCain's, you know, wife saying, oh yeah, we all knew Epstein was bad. You have all these other executives' wives coming out. I mean, the rats are leaving the sinking ship here. We have them. And if Trump will just lean into this, because again, he's nowhere in it, for God's sakes, then this is just the biggest victory ever.
So yeah, Melinda Gates, yeah. I mean, Melinda Gates straight up being like, Bill Gates must answer for what he did, calling him muck in this clip. And saying that this is the reason, she's never said this definitively. She said, Jeffrey Epstein and my husband's relationship is why my marriage collapsed. She has gone out and said that. She comes out and says, she says on late night TV, and we have this clip as well, that she couldn't be intimate with Bill Gates. And now we learn in Jeffrey Epstein's emails that Bill Gates had STD from Russian hookers, and that might have been the reason. I mean, that's crazy, Alex.
Well, it shows the arrogance of the Democrats. They knew Trump wasn't involved. And they still, through the DOJ, tried to bluff him and say, it'll hurt America, it'll hurt your friends, all this. And Trump finally, when they tried to set him up, said, fine, release it all. And then now it's all them, and all he's got to do is go nuclear with this, and it's game over. Absolutely game over. This is such a spectacular time to be alive, Benny Johnson, right now. But this is Trump's to lose. If he doesn't go, you know, wild with this, then it's the greatest lost opportunity ever.
So I have this clip that you just mentioned, and it is a chilling clip, and I don't think a lot of people have seen it. It's of Cindy McCain, inarguably one of the most powerful women in America. She was married to John McCain. He was one of the most powerful senators in America. He ran for president. And Cindy McCain is here on stage saying, no, we all knew about Jeffrey Epstein. Like, we all watched it happen. Here we go.
In sight, Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him. All of a sudden, someone said,
So, we all knew. We all knew him. We all knew what he was doing. At what point do we get a little bit of hellfire brought down on the political class? Because it seems like, Alex, if nobody goes to jail for this, if it's just a couple of salacious headlines and memes, that's not good enough for me.
And she goes on the clip to say, they better be leaving the country, they better run. And that's what Melinda Gates French said yesterday. So Trump is not involved in this. Trump has never done anything wrong. I've already vetted it all forever. They would have already used it. We know that. But here's the deal. If Trump doesn't hammer them, he basically is then negligent. I wouldn't say guilty, but negligent in allowing this to happen. It's like letting a 2-year-old wander around, you know, in the backyard by the pool, and you don't watch him for an hour. You're not trying to kill the 2-year-old, but you're like kind of guilty if they die. And so all I'm saying is, Trump, you have them. You have them by the short hairs right now. And he should be like, oh, you knew, McCain. You knew, you know, the ABC reporter, but shut it down. You knew and you didn't do anything. And then you try to turn around and blame me. So this is the most teed up, perfect moment ever to destroy the deep state. And it just got to be done. But I mean, I would advise the president, like I said, do press conferences, play the clips. If people can put it together, you could, I could in an hour. Like Trump, play these clips. They're done. Yep. They're done. And they just hope that he doesn't understand that and lets the corporate media spin it and try to make it about him and the fake Jane Does that were disproven, where they're not even real women in three of the five cases. The others are like known schizophrenics that said he raped her at a golf course that didn't exist for 5 years, you know, and then they had a hotline the last year saying, I was at Mar-a-Lago and, Elon Musk and Trump, and they look it up. Elon Musk and Trump weren't even there then. So all they've got is innuendo they've injected into the investigation to smokescreen it. But Trump can cut right into all the victims saying, never saw Trump, never abused me. One victim that did said, I worked at Mar-a-Lago. You know, she recently died. And she's like, no, Trump was super nice. Epstein pulled me out of it. Trump fired him. You know, kicked him out. I mean, I've already vetted Trump. So Trump has like the perfect reality here if he just attacks. Now is the time for attack. We have their ass. But currently the corporate media is spinning this, only focusing on Trump with no information. And then we have top Democrats, foreign leaders, you name it, saying there's only one piece of pizza, but all seven of you can enjoy it. This is a really good piece of pizza. And by the way, the people are like, God, I'm having nightmares. I'm seeing shadows. I don't want to kill kids. I mean, these emails are confirmed Epstein emails that match the Podesta emails from WikiLeaks. This is the holy grail of destroying them. And all Trump's got to do is release it. It's already released. All Trump's got to do is come out and speak out against it. And these people are vaporized. I mean, like a bug flying into a bug zapper. It's over.
You, of course, went to Bohemian Grove and you filmed the satanic ritual there. And it's one of the most famous videos on the internet. Nobody's been able to ever replicate anything like this. How does it connect? Did this just effectively prove the overarching theme that there is a predator network of elites, royals, presidents, prime ministers that will kill for power? I mean, is this the overarching conspiracy that was proven here, Alex?
Yeah, Bohemian Grove is kind of a gateway drug. Most, like half of them are members, half of them are just guests. And so it's simulated human sacrifice. So it's kind of like softcore, you know. But when you get into Skull and Bones, you get into all of this, 100%, it's about a predator class that sees people as animals and they are recruiting. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein had Baal or Baal, which was the main god, also known as Moloch, by some of the different cultures in the Middle East that they would sacrifice children to. He had his bank accounts named after this and all this satanic iconography. So this really is, it's like MS-13, to be a MAID member, you got to torture a kid to death. People go, that sounds crazy. Well, that's the initiation of this. And so it really is good versus evil. And Trump has to face this. I know it sounds crazy for a 79-year-old man to come out and say we're facing pedophile Satanists. He thinks it's bad for the stock market, but they try to connect him to it with no evidence. He has to go ahead and hammer him. And I think he said like 3 days ago, he goes, wow, this vindicates me. It's like, yeah, Trump, I've studied it. I've talked to witnesses. You're not involved. So why are you being, he's like, well, it's a big mess and we don't know what to do. No, they're trying to hang it around your neck because it's what they fear. Like they say, don't use the military when we're rioting and attacking people. That's constitutional. They demonize what they fear. Oh, don't cover our pedophilia or we'll hang it around your neck. No, whatever they don't want you to do, you should do. And so, this is Trump's chance to finish him off right now. If he comes out with press conferences and exposes them and talks about it, it's absolutely game over. I mean, you have the Clintons trying to not testify. Now they're going to testify. You have the head of their foundation convicted of smuggling Haitian kids out of Haiti. You've got them. You've got them. And again, there's no evidence of Trump. They would have used it. So the idea that he hasn't done that is what drives me crazy, because we have We have victory in our hands. All Trump's got to do is punch one button and talk about this and point them out, and we beat them.
So what is it that shocked you in this release? I know there's got to be something that you've seen that said, wow, I can't believe that this is all out in the open. Some of the pandemic planning stuff for me, some of the internal proximity, Bill Gates stuff has been just horrifying to watch and like really, really gross. But also some of the some of the extent of the network, like Ehud Barak calling Jeffrey Epstein for life advice after becoming prime minister of Israel. I mean, these are the kind of things that was like, my God, it really is like a big club. Like none of us are invited. It really is like a big club, and it's an entire network that exists above the law, above regular society. That's been sort of eye-opening to me, and that's just how utterly evil it all is with all of them networking and planning together. But, Alex, you've been at this. You're the GOAT. So what is it that really jumped out at you?
I was shocked that they'd be like, we have a glowing piece of pizza that loves to have fun, and seven of you are going to have this. And the next day they're like, oh, that piece of pizza was so good. Can I please have it again? And we have the FBI training manuals. And it's email after email after email about, you know, we're delivering this piece of pizza to you. And they're like, oh, God, the piece of pizza was so great. And you know what it is. And it's like they're doing this on email. They're so arrogant. They're organizing this. And then you've got the blackmailing of scientists and the control. You've got Epstein trying to get rid of Putin, overthrow governments. You see in 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, 15, but they were still so arrogant, they thought nobody's going to stop us. And they're just right there in the documents operating out of the open like there would never be any response to it. And now they've tried to suppress all this for so long. The fact that this is out, can you imagine being them as they try to convince you it's Trump? They try to convince you that
pride goeth before the fall. That's Alex Jones on Benny Johnson. We're going to return to that interview on the other side of a quick commercial break, but I wanted to interrupt to let you know that Alex Jones will be in studio live, probably at the beginning of next hour, maybe at the end of the next segment. So Alex Jones is on his way to the studio. He will be here hosting the Alex Jones Show for at least the last 3 hours of the show. But I want to tell you about a new product we have at thealexjonesstore.com. It's from Optimal Human, which if you've ever tried any of their products from thealexjonesstore.com, it is a fantastic brand, whether it's the green drink mix, the Mind Fuel Nootropic energy shots. Now we have hydration electrolyte mix. It comes in two flavors. It's strawberry lemonade and lemon lime. And it's one of those things that I don't want to sound like I'm condescending to you, but I have this problem too, where it's like I forget to drink water, and I'm just, there'll be days where I'm just like, ah, I'm tired, I'm achy, like what is wrong with me? And then I just chug a giant glass of water and I'm like, oh right, that was the issue. You know, if you aren't drinking water all the time, it's easy to forget and not realize like you're not nearly as hydrated as you should be. And so this new hydration electrolyte drink mix really can help you to make up with that and just get the basic hydration that you need. Most people run in a constant low-grade dehydration state, especially with hard training, sauna, travel, long work days, or low-carb diet. That shows up as fatigue, headaches, brain fog, and cramping. But this product, Hydration from Optimal Human, available at thealexjonesstore.com, is built to help you replace what you lose and keep performance steady. It's got French sea salt, premium electrolytes, taurine, and betaine, and dry... I don't know how to pronounce this. But it's important.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is Optimal Human Beef Tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show coming to you live on the 4th of February, 2026. Alex Jones is on his way into studio. He will be live in the next hour. We're going to go back to his interview with Benny Johnson that he did earlier today. You can find that on Benny Johnson's YouTube account as well as at Real Alex Jones on X, at InfoWars, at AJ and Live. But I do want to remind you, I sort of got cut off by the commercial break, but we have a new product from thealexjonesstore.com. It's almost guaranteed to be a bestseller. It's Hydration from Optimal Human. It's they're just little packets that you can put into 16 ounces of water, and it actually has the minerals that you want water to have. I know a lot of our audience probably filters water, and especially if you're doing something like the osmosis filtering, you can actually strip the minerals that you need in water to actually absorb it and actually for your body to make use of it. So that's what is in these hydration packs. And each one comes, each one of these bags comes filled with little packs, either lemon lime or strawberry lemonade. And so it flavors the water, it makes it taste great, but it also has a little bit of sodium with the French sea salt. So all natural source of sodium that helps your body to absorb the water and make the most use of it. And you very well could be hydrated right now and not even know it. Like so many of our products, you might not know that you're missing some key component. We get it all the time with things like iodine in our Irish sea moss. People don't know they're short on iodine until you start supplementing it, and then you realize, oh, this is what I've been missing the whole time. Well, as I was saying before, I'm the type of person that I'll just feel crappy throughout the day, and I don't even realize it's because I haven't had any water to drink. And so then you drink a big glass of water, and you feel so much better. This can help you do that, and actually makes the water taste really good and absorb it even better. It's hydration from the AlexJonesStore.com, brand new product. Get it today. And with that, we go back to Benny Johnson and Alex Jones. We'll watch this for about 10 more minutes, and then I'll come in with a few updates and some big breaking news. But here's Alex Jones and Benny Johnson earlier today.
And it was all in recycled stuff like, oh, Trump's wife, you know, worked for Epstein in a modeling agency. That was known 10 years ago, not be true. And I predicted it'd be Jane Doe's and that and E. Jean Carroll. It was all recycled. And now Trump went, oh, my God, it exonerates you. And it wasn't he did something wrong. He was just like, oh, this is a bunch of lies, because he knew it was lies about him, but not lies about the other people because it's their own emails. So, I mean, there's so much, though, that shocked me. It shocks me that they actually released all this. I mean, that somehow the Democrats thought they were going to get Trump. They pass a law, and now the Democrats have filed to try to pull it back to release all this, and now it's on them, and now they don't know what to do. It's pretty spectacular.
There are reports, and there's no way to know for certain, but there are reports that this is approximately half of what the DOJ has, and that they're planning on doing perhaps another release. But this has none of the CIA files. And there are some photos that are quite interesting of Jeffrey Epstein with giant boxes of CIA evidence bins. I found that very curious. We'll grab that and pop it up. What does this prove about Jeffrey Epstein's relation and connection to the intelligence community, Alex?
Yeah, I want to be clear. I'm very critical of Israel manipulating our internal and foreign policy. But the CIA is the dog, Israel's the tail. So is MI6. We know the Democrats use MI6 to target, you know, Trump previously, so they're still powerful. But Epstein was CIA, high level, and that's why they tried to convince Trump for national security. Just say, sir, it's national security, CIA, goes back to Bill Barr, you know, whose dad first hired Epstein at the girls' school, and whose dad, you know, wrote books about space aliens kidnapping kids in the world to take them to a sex slavery dungeon called Space Relations. You can't make this up, folks. I'm sorry. It sounds totally insane. Believe me, I know.
Can't.
But it's real. And so this is a giant complex of evil that the average person, even President Trump, isn't aware of. And so that's why they're trying to suppress it, and that's why they're so scared. But now the cat's out of the bag. So Trump is either going to help push all this out and come out against it, which he's already done partially, or even though he's not involved, he will be blamed being part of the cover-up. So he must understand, for his mission to save America and save the world and for his own future legacy, he must all in with us now and just vaporize the Democrats, destroy the deep state, or he will be in his legacy irrevocably tied to this fraud.
What do you think is left to come out? Like, let's say that they were able to do what they did with JFK and were able to finally start prying away from some CIA documents. And we just put up photos of Jeffrey Epstein with the CIA bins. We have articles of Jeffrey Epstein bragging about being a CIA agent from the early 1990s. What do you think will come out? What do you think is still left to be revealed in all of this?
Well, we know the FBI got hundreds and hundreds of hard drives and thousands of DVDs and VHS tapes where people went to these facilities to do illegal things, to get in the club. It was a rite of passage. People didn't go screw a 15-year-old girl, you know, not knowing they weren't in a room being videotaped. They did it to, like, okay, here's my initiation. I'll, you know, have sex with a 14-year-old or whatever, so I'm in the club. It's just a gang initiation. And so they never thought that the public would push this out. They never thought a president would expose it. But because they're trying to pin it on Trump, I believe he'll finally release it all. He already is. So we know they have all those videos. We have Todd Blanchard saying, well, any video of a kid getting raped or being murdered, we're not going to release. They try to spin it. Oh, well, it's child porn he had. He didn't do it. How do you know that? He had contractors doing this. And it's in the emails that they're killing kids. I told people this decades ago. The gateway drug is the 14-year-old. Deeper, it's killing kids. They harvest their organs. That's come out in Ukraine as well. And so the public is about to have a big wake-up call. It's kind of the end of childhood here, mentally, and realize how bad this is. And so Trump either goes to war with this and owns fighting it, which he's starting to do, and he's seen the success of that, or if he in any way doesn't push the release of this, he gets irrevocably tied to it, even though he was never part of it. And so that's really Trump's big choice right now.
What happens with Clinton here? I've never seen anything like it, with the Clintons actually saying, okay, well, actually, we give up. We surrender. I was not planning on that. I've never seen the Clintons do that in their entire political careers. Hillary Clinton wouldn't give up the election after losing fair and square to Donald Trump. And she tried to have the guy killed. I'm shocked, Alex, that the Clintons
This I can answer your question on definitively. The old globalist order's dead. Davos is dead. The UN's dead. And the Clintons now know all their networks. The Clintons were using Wiener and the laptop for blackmail. That's been confirmed. And so they now know they're cut off. They now know that's all in Trump's possession. And they all know that the system would rather get them on a conviction of contempt of Congress than letting them come testify. So, yeah, this is their Waterloo. I want all the Democrats to know, all the leftists to know, Obama's out of power. That's one faction. Hillary's out of power. The Muslim Brotherhood's out of power. British intelligence is out of power. The Chi-Coms are almost out of power. All these special interests that had their fingers in America trying to bring us down, they're all being extracted. They're all losing. It's like the end of the first Godfather, where he calls in, you know, his brother-in-law that set up his, you know, brother so he get killed. And he goes, listen, all your buddies are dead. Every single one of them. I just want you to be truthful about what you did. And, you know, they take him for a ride after that.
Yeah.
But with Clemenza. But the point is like, we're at that point now where it's like, listen, all your buddies, Venezuela, Cuba, Mexico, China, the EU, Klaus Schwab's gone. They're all gone. And so I want the Democrats running around like chickens with their heads cut off, like zombies still following the old paradigm. You've already lost. Now you can try to overturn the table. They'll make it worse for you. But I want them to know, because I'm not somebody that says positive things when they're not due. This is ours to lose. And if Trump goes on the offense, we win quickly. We turn this around. We have a new golden age. We actually won. But we got to have strength right now. So it's done. It's over. They've lost. And they need to realize that and give up right now.
Some of the most horrible comments and stories and emails about rape and torture and murder exist inside of these documents, some of the most powerful people on earth. And you're really left to wonder, like, what really did happen to Jeffrey Epstein in that jail cell? And there's one very interesting series of DOJ documents that show the investigation and charging of one of the lieutenants that was working at the prison the night that Jeffrey Epstein died. And he said that Jeffrey Epstein was wheeled out in a medical wheelchair and that he was handcuffed to the wheelchair, taken to a transfer van, and nobody ever saw Jeffrey Epstein again. And he thinks they switched him. What do you think about that, Alex?
I think there's a very good chance Epstein's still alive. I mean, I don't know, but we're being completely lied to. Yeah, witness protection type stuff. He was a major CIA spy working directly for Bill Barr and his father. I mean, Bill Barr was a young man running Iran-Contra and then Attorney General twice. And we now know from documents that came out that he was with Fannie Willis in Georgia getting the indictments ready before the election in 2024. So, yeah, no, I mean, I'm not saying Epstein's still alive, but I wouldn't be surprised. I don't believe any of this. And it's because Epstein, and people say, oh, you're covering for Israel. No, I go where the truth is. More than anything, he was CIA. And now you have the King Charles's brother now has been detained by the police. He'll be brought in for police custody. I mean, the rats are leaving the sinking ship right now. I mean, this is historic. It's very, very dangerous. And I'm not saying we're out of the woods yet, but for God's sakes, Trump saying 3 days ago or 2 days ago, oh, I'm exonerated. Oh, yeah, because they lied to him and said, sir, there's a bunch of lies about you. And plus, we can't prove it. So he's like, okay, you know what? No, Trump, this is your victory. This is your Excalibur, but you've got to execute it, and it's yours to lose. Just cry havoc, let loose the dogs of war, to quote Shakespeare. Now is the time that people want truth. We need the truth. It's already devastating. It's not going away. I mean, Epstein went from being a 10, you know, like a Spinal Tap, to an 11, to 100. I mean, it is now just, this is never stopping. It's never going away. And it's emblematic of the collapse of the old power structure where we are right now. So lead, follow, get out of the way. Trump's already the leader. He's totally innocent. Just come out and lead us on a crusade against the satanic pedophiles, the Islamicists, the leftists, the communists, the globalists, the EU, the Chi-Coms, and Trump. We will back you 1,000,000,000%. We want action.
Talk about Barack Obama, the Clintons, Bill Gates, a lot of Americans, the McCains, obviously. And, but Prince Andrew, man, I don't know how to explain these photos, Alex. This is a woman who's, it's a blonde woman. She seems relatively young, perhaps unconscious.
Yeah, she looks like a 14-year-old or like a 12-year-old.
And yeah, like, you know, the face is blacked out.
My 8-year-old daughter looks about that big. Yeah.
This is a Epstein victim, and here's Prince Andrew sort of leering over her, crouching over her, and what is to be made of this? Like, what about the royal family?
They
what
all
are the ramifications?
Hunter did this. When, like, 6 years ago or whatever it was, 5 years ago, I got the Hunter laptop, which is confirmed to be real, and I got on it for like 5 hours, and it was like all the videos of him masturbating and clearly trophy videos with girls like they're 10 years old in beds, and I was like, I told the crew, I said, I'm making a decision. I'm not looking at this. I've never seen child porn. This is child porn. I'm not looking at it. And I said, in fact, I don't want any of you looking at it. You want to go report it on this, do it somewhere else. I'm not mad at you. You're not fired. But the first time ever, I told my reporters, we're not covering this because we're not going to look at this, which some can argue, go ahead and do that. It's just, you got to be specialized in stuff. There's so many issues. And, you know, they tried to spin it and say it wasn't real. But yeah, the point is, this is trophy videos. I mean, you got Hunter with like all these little kids. The oldest about to be 12, half naked with him with a towel on in a bed with five kids. And you know, at first he said, oh, the diary isn't real of Biden's daughter. And then later they confirm it's real. He's like, yeah, my dad, you know, I think raped me in the shower. That's what they always say. I think they did. So, I mean, this is beyond sick. And it's coming out regardless. Trump just needs to totally get on the side as admin. And I know it's unsavory, but this is the bloodletting we need politically.
Alex Jones is exactly right here. And man, what a good point bringing up. I completely forgot about the Biden diary and the laptop and all of that. I mean, my God, you talk about the scumbag Olympics between Hunter Biden and Jeffrey Epstein. They're silver and gold as far as I'm concerned, at least of the people that we know. So that again was part of a longer video from Benny Johnson. Go find the full thing on his YouTube channel. It's also on Alex Jones's X account at Real Alex Jones. I'm Harrison Smith, host of the War Room later today. Alex is in the studio. He's taking care of some stuff behind the scenes. He will be taking over momentarily. But for the meantime, I do have some updates and some really a continuation of what was just being discussed there by Benny Johnson and Alex. The strange, strange reaction to this from Donald Trump. And it really is inexplicable. I'm baffled at how he is responding to this. And he has said sort of the same thing each time he's been asked about in the last couple of days. But there's a new clip from earlier today that we'll go to that is just, I'm honestly speechless. It's so weird how this whole thing has happened. And I was explaining this to my wife yesterday. It's actually kind of great because she really doesn't pay attention to politics at all. She really doesn't care. She doesn't like hearing about evil people doing evil things. Puts her in a bad mood. So like once a month or so, it just always so happens that we'll be talking in the kitchen or something. And it's just like, she's like, yeah, so the Epstein stuff, do you want to like read me in on that? I'm like, all right. Let me try to explain. Let me try to boil down what has happened here in like 10 minutes. And when you do that, like when I'm not just in the mix and, you know, talking to people who know all of the information, I have to go start over from the beginning and go, okay, here's how this came about. And when you explain it like that, it just makes no sense. Because I can start back in 2015 with Donald Trump before he was the presidential candidate, before he was a front runner in any way, very, very early on in the campaign, all the way back in 2015. He's asked during an interview, what about this Jeffrey Epstein guy? Have you heard about this? And Trump's response immediately is, oh, Epstein, ooh, they got up to some weird stuff on that island. You should ask the prince about that, Prince Andrew. And it's like from that moment alone, it's like, okay, this guy's innocent. That is not the behavior of a guilty person being like, oh, Epstein, ooh, yeah, that island, weird stuff. And then, of course, the fact that he kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago. So, like, first you kind of, you know, I got to lay the groundwork of just like, because, of course, if you're not paying attention to this, if you're not actually looking into it, if you're just seeing headlines or like seeing what a couple people are posting on Instagram, you might get the idea that Trump had something to do with this, that something in these files is about Trump or convicts Trump in some way. It, of course, doesn't. But that's the way it's been framed. So then I'm trying to explain, okay, Trump was always the guy exposing Jeffrey Epstein. There are multiple examples of lawyers of the victims being interviewed and saying, I reached out to everybody I possibly could. The only person to respond was Donald Trump. And he opened up his office and told us he would help us however he could. Like, there's so many examples. Testimony, you know, in depositions of the victims, when they're asked about Donald Trump, they say he was at a party or two, but I never saw him involved in any of the sordid stuff. He was not involved in any of that. Time and time again, and so as a consequence of that, or, you know, because of that, and because of Pizzagate in 2016 being associated with John Podesta and Hillary Clinton, for the last 10 years, the Democrats have mocked the idea of elite pedophilia, have made it a central pillar of their parody of the right wing. Mocking the very concept that such a thing could exist, only to last year, everything completely flips. Suddenly Donald Trump is the one saying, don't worry about Jeffrey Epstein. And the left is pretending like they give a damn about elite pedophilia. It's bizarro world. And I've actually got a clip to explain that in just a second. But first, let's go to this clip of Donald Trump earlier today in his utterly inexplicable response to the Jeffrey Epstein file release. Let's watch.
And you tell me something else. No, I think it's really time for the country to get onto something else. Really. You know, now that nothing came out about me, other than it was a conspiracy against me, literally by Epstein and other people. But I think it's time now for the country to maybe get onto something else.
What like, would you say to people like that don't think about
justice? I'm telling
something
you, folks,
that people care about. Yeah.
What are we talking about? It's time to move on to something else. It's time for the country to move on to something else. It's like, yeah, now that 3 million pages of highly detailed personal conversations between this elite, rampant pedophile, sex abuser, possibly murderer, and the elite of the entire world and every world leader and popes, and now it's time to move on. Now that all of that has been revealed, it's like, yeah, now that the story about Watergate has been posted by the New York Times, yeah, I think it's time to move. We can leave that to the side. Now that it's been uncovered, now that it's all been exposed, it's like, this is crazy. But what he says is, now that everything's come out and there's nothing about me, now that nothing's about me in there, it's time to move on. It's like, dude, what are you? No. It's all of your enemies and all of your supposed allies collaborating to destroy freedom worldwide, to enslave the planet, to traffic children, to screw you over. What are you talking about? This is a blueprint for you to become Julius Caesar 2.0. This is the irony. Donald Trump is so obsessed with his own image. He is focused on the information about Michael Wolff to the exclusion of everything else. And so because he has this tunnel vision where all he seems to care about, or all his, you know, advisors are informing him about, is the information about him and Wolff and Jeffrey Epstein colluding together, that he's blind to all of the other information. So do you see the irony here? That by obsessing about his own image, he's missing the stuff, all of the pedophilia, the transnational spy rings. If he were to pay attention to that stuff and act on it and do something about it and arrest these criminals and round up these networks, his image that he's so concerned about would be solidified forever as champion of the republic, as savior of the country, if not the world. If he wants his image not to be damaged by the Epstein documents, then he needs to read and look into and do something about the information contained within the Epstein documents. What is going on here? Like, we've always known that Donald Trump is a bit of a narcissist. Like, nobody's going to tell you the man doesn't have an ego. It's part of what has gotten him to where he is now. But it's also a double-edged sword. It can blind him to other things. It can give him tunnel vision at certain times like this. But I've always understood that, like, to fulfill his ego, he's going to do the right thing. Like, I've had this argument over and over since 2016 with people who are like, oh, he's just full of himself and he's just egotistic and narcissistic. And I say, yeah, but he wants to be loved and celebrated. Like, he wants people to go, Donald Trump saved America. Donald Trump is a champion. That's how he fills his ego. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. He's not egotistical like the Epstein people are egotistical, where they get off on torturing innocent people or children or babies or ducklings or whatever else they get their rocks off. Like, that's not him. He wants to be a champion. He wants to be celebrated. He wants people to love him. So shouldn't he take on the massive pedophile network that everybody despises? And who is keeping this? I just think he has no idea. I think all they're telling him is, oh, this is all about you, and all the files being released is only about you, and this whole thing about Michael Wolff, that's the only real bombshell thing from it. Because he's 100% certainly watching mainstream media. He is watching cable news, who are not covering these files unless they're covering how they relate to Donald Trump. So he is still, despite all of our efforts, he is still trapped in the boomer bubble. He's trapped in the cable network reality. We have to break him out. Like Neo, we have to rip him from the Matrix and show him the real world. He doesn't know what's going on. This is a emergency. Like, we're lighting the beacons. We're lighting the fires. Please, somebody airdrop a cell phone to Donald Trump that has the X app installed. Please, somebody get him unfettered access to reality, because right now he is being blinded to what's actually happening, and he's being made an absolute fool of. He thinks that this has anything to do with him. You're right, Trump. It doesn't have anything to do with you. There's nothing in here that condemns you in any way. The crazy stuff about you that they're publishing, it's all nonsense. Anybody knows that who's honest and actually looks at the document on the documents themselves. It'll say this is all, you know, unconfirmed rumor. Also, the place it says it happened didn't exist at the time. It's all fake. Do you get that, Trump? It's not about you. Also in this are stories about, I don't know, your Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, being the person to initially fund the Russiagate dossier. That's why they're keeping this from Trump, because in these documents it reveals he's surrounded by traitors, and they're not letting him know this. We have to break through. How do we get this information to him? Somebody help! Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show is on. Alex is in studio. He's doing some stuff behind the scenes. He will be taking over here in just a few minutes. So I want to take these few minutes to remind you to cast our mind back into the distant, foggy past of, I think, 2023 was when this show aired. I'm going to show a clip from a very popular but very bad show called The Boys on Amazon Prime. And for those of you who don't know, The Boys was sort of a parody of the Marvel movies. It was like, what if Marvel was the real world? It was real gritty and kind of, and it had some potential, but they ruined it. They ruined the show because they tried to make the main character sort of a parody of Donald Trump. His character named Homelander that was like Superman meets Captain America, and he was supposed to be a parody, an over-the-top nationalist guy that you're supposed to hate. Turned out everybody loved him. Turned out he was the most popular character in the show by far, and so the show runners decided to destroy their own show to teach the fans of Donald Trump a lesson and basically just ruin the whole show. And so you see their politics seep into their show in ways that are hilarious, but also the reason I'm showing you this is as a reminder that all of the leftists' concern about Jeffrey Epstein, all of their attention they're paying to these pedophile networks, is totally fabricated. They spent 10 years mocking this concept relentlessly. So I'm going to show you them mocking it relentlessly, especially in this show, which there are millions of examples of this. For 10 years, they did nothing but mock the idea of elite pedophilia. Now they are apparently, you know, the ones who are exposing it. It's ridiculous, which is why I'm showing you this. But in particular, the absurdity of this show mocking this concept, I'll explain on the other side. But here's a clip from the fourth season, second episode of The Boys, where they're mocking QAnon and the whole concept of elite pedophilia. They look stupid now, don't they? Let's watch.
So please join me in welcoming author, filmmaker, political activist, commentator, and a leading voice of the alt suit movement on YouTube, Firecracker.
I ain't gonna sugarcoat this. We got ourselves a national crisis. Homelander himself said Starlight traffics kids.
And her Starlighters just murdered three of our brothers yesterday to cover it up. They're killing us. Wake up!
Over the next 2 hours, I will prove that Starlight works with Oprah and Tom Hanks to set up a satanic home delivery service. An order of a hot dog gets you a boy, a taco, a girl, a combo gets you a child they forced to have trans surgery, and a soda gets you a shot of adrenochrome. We all know that Oprah
so she
has
asked,
been
so the,
under
the
house
deaf character asked, do people actually believe this crap? And this guy responds, yeah, people believe anything. People are idiots.
For those who say that the
people are crazy. Then it's actually funny. He says, you know, like the moon landing.
That's because the brave.
She's like, well, wait. Is he saying it's crazy that they believe the moon landing or crazy that they don't? Okay. So again, this is how it was portrayed. This was a very typical way that the whole concept of elite pedophilia was portrayed by Hollywood, by the news media for 10 years. Now it's all on display. Now they're shocked and horrified to find out that it's all true. Well, you spent 10 years ignoring reality, ignoring the facts we were presenting, and now you look like idiots. But this is how deep their psychosis goes. In The Boys show, the character right there, the Asian woman who's deaf, who signs, you know, people actually believe this crap, her entire character story is about her being kidnapped as a child, used as a pedophilia sex ring, is trained as a secret agent for all these mysterious forces. So like in the logic of the show, the girl who herself, she is a victim of pedophile trafficking rings, is like, people actually believe this? It's like you're breaking the own logic, the logic of your own show in your pathological drive to try to make right-wingers look stupid. You actually destroy your entire underlying premise of your show. This is how they treated elite pedophilia. They mocked it. They downplayed it. And in effect, they covered it up and allowed it to continue. Because they couldn't face the facts, and now they want to act like they're the champions. We would have had this crap solved a decade ago if it weren't for you scumbags covering it up. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Ooh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to be vindicated. I mean, it doesn't feel good to know that your entire world is dominated by elite pedophiles, you know, laughing at us. But it's good that everybody's aware now. It's good we're not the only ones screaming this from the rooftop, so welcome back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith. Alex is here. He's in studio. He'll be joining us in about, or he'll be taking over from me in about 10 minutes. So he's working on some stuff behind the scenes, gathering some information for some really big breaking stories about Epstein, Bill Gates, planning the pandemic, all of it. It's all coming out still. It's been nearly a week that these stories have come out. The release dropped last Friday. Still, every time I open X, there's a new tranche of documents. People are still finding stuff on a continual basis, and the stuff they're finding now is truly horrific. But I've got some big breaking news to get into right here. And then Alex Jones will be taking over in just a few minutes. Remember to support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com and share these links, folks. We are tomorrow's news today. We are next decade's news today. And we just hope that this is waking people up to the reality of not just our world, but those of us who have been calling this out and fighting against it and paying a heavy price for it the entire time. That you've really got to support truth tellers when they are eventually vindicated, as we have been so thoroughly vindicated. Now, there is some breaking news here. We have just heard that Ryan Routh, who was the man who attempted to assassinate Donald Trump by hiding in a bush and awaiting him on his golf course, has been sentenced to life in prison today. U.S. prosecutors seek life sentence for a man who tried to assassinate Trump in Florida, Ryan Routh, convicted of attempting to kill the president at a West Palm Beach golf club in 2024, set to face sentencing. So that sentencing has been handed down, and he has been sentenced to life in prison as a result of his attempt to assassinate Trump. But of course, like the assassination attempt in Butler, there's been very little information about this assassin, his motivation, who he may have been working with, and what little we do have is extremely suspicious and, you know, really points to the undeniable fact that he must have had help in some way. And he, of course, was acting as a kind of ad hoc recruiter for the Ukrainian armed forces. He also appeared in a BlackRock advertisement, exactly like the shooter from Butler did. I mean, the whole thing has been very bizarre. And we never really got any further answers for any of that or any further investigation into it. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised with the way the FBI is handling, or rather not handling, things these days. But there's always a very distinct connection to Ukraine with a lot of these people. And same with Jeffrey Epstein. And we explained it the whole time. I mean, this is how far ahead of the curve we've always been. And it's not about having some secret access to privileged information. It's about using logic and common sense and skepticism and critical thinking to simply see the truth through the lies. It's a skill anybody can develop, and it just takes a healthy amount of skepticism for the mainstream story. So all the way back in 2018, when the first impeachment against Donald Trump was launched, it was obvious what it was all about. And we covered it in this exact way with this exact phrase at the time. I remember saying, this is a defensive maneuver. That what was happening was Donald Trump was starting to look into what was going on in Ukraine. He was calling Ukraine and saying, hey, it looks like Joe Biden and, you know, maybe some of his compatriots, it looks like they were involved in some pretty heavy corruption in Ukraine. In fact, he's on video saying, you know, either you fire this prosecutor or we withhold $1 billion of aid. I mean, he's on video saying that. So Donald Trump reaches out to Ukraine to say, hey, we think there may have been some transnational corruption here. Some of our guys, some of your guys might have been getting together to screw over the regular people. We should look into that. And it was at that moment that they launched the impeachment against him because he was tugging on the string that would unravel the whole sweater. And we knew that at the time. I mean, it was obvious that he didn't do anything with Ukraine that would compel an impeachment or even justify an impeachment. It was a defensive maneuver. It was a attempt to get him off the trail or, you know, beat him back from his investigation. And it worked to a large degree. He backed off from Ukraine. The impeachment obviously fell flat, but they tried to weaponize this whistleblower complaint. By the way, they're doing exactly the same thing now with Tulsi Gabbard. And the ODNI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, has released a statement about a new letter to Congress. They say, in a new letter to Congress, the Intelligence Community Inspector General confirms the whistleblower's allegation against DNI Gabbard were not deemed credible. Here's the truth. The Biden-era ICIG determined that the allegations against DNI Gabbard, quote, did not appear credible. The Biden-era ICIG did not inform DNI Gabbard of the requirement for transmittance to Congress. Any perceived delay was a result of former ICIG's inaction. The Biden-era ICIG closed the case and declined further investigation, indicating this was not an urgent concern requiring prompt congressional notification. After a briefing from ICIG Fox on providing security guidance for transmittal to Congress, DNI Gabbard took immediate action. In fact, the current ICIG Fox determined this complaint would not even meet the statutory definition of urgent concern today. And basically, this is in response to emails from lawyers claiming to represent a whistleblower, basically saying, we tried to blow the whistle. The ODNI stopped us. Now we have no choice but to bring this to Congress. I mean, they're trying to once again, and it's actually kind of funny because every comment underneath it, you can go and look at the post from the lawyer writing this letter about this supposed whistleblower. And like every comment underneath is like, oh, is his name Eric Chiaramella, or is he related to the Vindmans in any way? Because they've done this over and over. They weaponize the whistleblowing system not to actually expose wrongdoing, but to try to oust their political enemies. And Tulsi Gabbard has been in their crosshairs the entire time. Her and Pete Hegseth and anybody else that's a genuine American patriot, especially if they're a veteran and have led troops in war and know the cost and don't want to get America involved in senseless overseas adventures that get us involved in quagmires that last 20 years and bankrupt us, they're trying to oust. And so they're trying to do it against Tulsi Gabbard now. We're not going to fall for it. We're not going to listen to it. We're not going to give credence to their scams because we've been through this before over and over again. Now, with that, I'm going to go to a quick clip of Benny Johnson with Alex Jones. Again, the full video can be found on Benny Johnson's YouTube. You can follow us at InfoWars, at Real Alex Jones. Share the links there. Go to a quick clip with Benny Johnson, Alex Jones. Alex Jones takes over, and we'll join you in just a few minutes. So here is Benny Johnson, Alex Jones earlier today.
What does it say about the royal family? I mean, what does it say that, like, Prince Andrew was clearly allowed to do this? And Prince Andrew's wife, by the way, is in these files congratulating Jeffrey Epstein on his son. I guess I had no idea that Jeffrey Epstein had a biological child. But they're all over. You know, they're like gossiping together and back and forth. There's no way they didn't know about this in the royal family. Jeffrey Epstein, there's photos of Ghislaine Maxwell sitting on the throne of England in Buckingham Palace. Like, so what does this say exactly about the royal family? This is a good one. Here's Prince Andrew laying across the lap of, I can count a dozen Epstein victims. You want to talk about trophies here? Here they are, with Ghislaine Maxwell watching gleefully. What does it say about the royal family, Alex?
Jimmy Savile, they found his dungeon, satanic dungeon. They would murder children, confirmed. Top confidant of the royal family. I mean, this is a predator class that once you go down the dark side, which I've not done, but I've, you know, read about it. Like, to me, a steak gets better as I get older. Enchiladas get better. A sunset gets better. Being a nice person, you know, like, being with my family gets better. These divorce from reality elites, they have to do worse and worse stuff because nothing's exciting. We all know that from history, that power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolute. That's Lord Acton from England. And so that's what they're doing in their free time, is the most deranged. And those of us that are normal and just want to, you know, go to church and work out and hang out with our kids and go to the beach, and it never gets old going to the beach. I see all your videos, you and your family, great looking kids, wife out. Hey, we're at the beach playing football, barbecuing, a cheeseburger never, it gets better. I'm like 52 and I'm like, God, the cheeseburgers just get better and better. These people are, they're missing something spiritually. So life doesn't get better for them. It gets worse. And so only being selfish and evil does it get better. Does that make sense?
So, maybe I'll just re-ask it. Like what was the CIA? What was the op? You know, in conclusion
well,
to all
Bones,
this.
Skull and Bones, you know, created CIA.
What was the op for Epstein, right? So like, if we could just, but what do these files prove that Epstein's purpose was to the intel agency?
His purpose, the Five Eyes, it's EU intelligence, Interpol, all of it. He was more like a switchboard operator to compromise scientists, politicians, other people, and then trade all the information to all the agencies to control them. And most of the people that came to do it knew it was an initiation. Like, they were begging to come. I want to go to the party. You can trust me. I mean, most of them wanted to do it. I would say basically all. Now, lower level, he had a bunch of 16, 17, you know, 15-year-old girls. They were recruited in New York, in Florida, and in Europe to just, they were compromising down to police chiefs and people. Oh, come to a poker party. Oh, this girl looks like she's 20. She's really 16, really 15. And so it was massive. It was absolutely massive. So it was different stratas. Epstein complains in court cases and emails, God, I had to have sex with 10 women today. And he's in emails, like going to sex parties going, listen, I'll come have the meeting about the money, but I'm exhausted. No sex. So that's what Ghislaine was doing, is they were just running around full time, and he was buying girls when they were 9, 10 in Serbia and in, you know, areas of Eastern Europe, who he'd fly back and train, who were then the stewardesses on the airplanes when they're 20, who would then manage the girls. So it was mainly the girls, the women that were brought up pedophilia, that would be the managers of the kids. It's all been known already. So he ran an industrial scale clearance house, to turn people into spies, and people, and the money laundering and the weapons trafficking and all of that was the real issue. It was just mainly the initiation, and this is how it begins. And Teddy Anderson exposed all this in the Finder's case before it was declassified partially. He explained it like 30-something years ago. He said, you know, first it's like a 16-year-old girl. I've talked to Secret Service agents, FBI, you name it. They'll be overseas. And their boss will say, listen, we want to give you a promotion, but we want to trust you. We got a really hot hooker. Here she is. And it'd be like a 30-year-old hooker. If you have sex with her, now they can tell your wife. And about a month later, they go, here's a bag of $100,000. We want you to keep this, but we want you to have sex with this girl. She's 16. And then next is a 12-year-old. And the next they take you to somebody and they go, you know, there's a kid down in that basement. It's caused us a problem. It's a 10-year-old. Go in there and choke him to death. For me, with everything going on, the big takeaway is the world is in a fourth turning, a mega change. The globalists know that. Their plan is failing. And just because we're opposing them doesn't mean things aren't going to derail and get really, really nasty. It just means coming out of all these crises, we have a shot of building a civilization and having some civilization survive and then rebooting it and building something even better going into a new golden era. Anyone in general not rooting for Trump and his economic plans is insane. And for the left, not distributed around the world, that want economic collapse, believing they're going to bring in their new socialist utopia or communist utopia on its ashes, in all the actuaries and all the futurist studies and all the Rand Corporation analysis and my own, and there's really nobody, including the establishment, that thinks you're going to get your new world order, transhumanist, you know, communist, great reset now. That's what everyone's rebelling against. That's the old system that they were trying to push as the new system. But just because that's falling apart, again, doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. And I came across articles today talking about rich enclaves in the United States, and there's others around the world, where the ultra-rich don't want to be next to a big city. They don't want to be next to the glitz and glamour. There's mass exoduses to rural areas where they're building armored redoubts where you'll have 20 to 30 to 40 rich people, and I mean people building $40 million houses and bunkers, ahead of what's happening. And then there's even more ultra-rich that have all sorts of hidden facilities in the middle of nowhere. And the ultra-rich have giant fleets of yachts and flotillas where you've got a lot of these Google billionaires will have a line of 6-7 ships, some that are just massive. And they own private islands in the South Pacific, but then they also know things are so dangerous. They're ready to flee there. So that acceleration of people running for the hills and building their bunkers has been going on for a long time, but it's just peaking and peaking and peaking is a big deal. So when you got signs like that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're navigating here. Yeah, here he is this year warning of Terminator-style apocalypse. Oh, well, you can go back to 2005-06 where I did reports on that. But now this information is everywhere. And like I've said to Zuckerberg on air and in other ways, the last few years, I said, you better come and join us. You better stop attacking us from behind. If you think you're going to be safe in that armored fortress you've built there in Kauai, think again. I'm not threatening you. I can tell you I love Kauai. I've been there many times. The last few times I went, I cannot go to a store, to the beach, anywhere, or go on a fishing trip without everybody telling me how they can't wait till things collapse to come get you. I mean, the villagers practically have their torches lit. Well, Zuckerberg's got escape yachts as well, and reportedly an escape submarine and underground deal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The point is, guys, that's not going to protect you long-term if stuff collapses. What's going to protect you is getting out of what you're doing and helping turn civilization and society around, okay? And if you think during a total collapse at a few weeks or a few months into it that your security detail isn't going to turn on you, that's a whole other thing. There's a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because of what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carville and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place, the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.
Fortune tanto vulnera, sigillatibus obsedis. Fortune amici vulnera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Between Between the time when the censors drank the voices of the free and the rise of the unyielding truth seekers, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Alex Jones, destined to bear the crown of revelation upon a vigilant brow, fighting the shadows of tyranny. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
The story you're about to see is true. All of it is verifiable and documented. This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group through it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
Long live the Constitution and death to the New World Order.
Death to the New World Order. Death the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
A revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
and YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Google is evil.
Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
1776! 1776!
Alex Jones must sell off nearly all of his personal assets.
Jones owes $1.5 billion.
InfoWars is shutting down.
They may shut him down, but they won't shut him up.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
Working hard here today. I appreciate Harrison sitting in for the first hour and 20 minutes or so. And then as I was about to go live 10 minutes ago, they just brought me in even more insane Epstein documents that are so smoking gun and that are all confirmed. And I've got investigative journalists calling me up. It's insane. One of these stories we could do 10 hours on. And devil worship, trafficking children, drinking blood, all confirmed, more new ones. Thousands of emails with Richard Branson and Bill Gates and the royal family about underground cloning farms and breeding facilities where women have children so they can use the babies however they want. All confirmed. And none of it's in the corporate media. Instead, it's all Trump's guilty, Trump's involved with no evidence. And it just becomes a political distraction. It's all coming up and so much more. I am just godsmacked right now.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. The main transmission kicks off now. Appreciate Harrison Smith doing an excellent job while I was taking care of administrative operations here. I have some very big announcements in the coming days about the future of InfoWars, our legal battles, and more. I'll just stop right there. Until then, let me just take a deep breath and just announce to viewers and listeners that by an order of magnitude, the information in the 3 million plus Epstein files is beyond devastating to the globalist if we just get this information out. As I've said thousands of times, the 14-year-old girls and 15-year-olds that the media focused on is a distraction. It doesn't mean we don't cover it. It doesn't mean we don't go after those. But the money laundering, the Mossad, the CIA, the MI6, the human cloning factories, the surrogate mother factories, the Satan worship, the murder of children and adults, the torture, it's all in there. And since I was on yesterday, hundreds more emails on the sex slavery and Satanism and blood drinking and everything. And these are his emails. Then thousands of emails on human cloning and factory farming humanoids, and already at Zorro Ranch, which was a medical facility, as I told you 18 years ago, surrogate mothers having children, having them early so they could be assanguinated. Look up assanguination. It's when a spider bites another bug, it puts in its saliva and its venom. It slowly dissolves the innards, and then the spider sucks it dry while it's alive. And we know about this from a lot of sources previous to even Nygaard getting busted in the last 7 years, 6 years, and going to prison. He ran his own Caribbean island and other facilities with large medical facilities, having women bring babies to the 8-month, 9th month, doing a cesarean while the woman's under, and she signs contracts, never sees it again, and the baby is then drained. But it goes a step further. Nygaard and other rich men, one of his clients was Herbert Walker Bush. We don't know specifically for that service, but one of his clients on record. They artificially inseminate the women. That way, the baby is your genetic line so that you absorb the stem cells, the bone marrow, just at exponential levels better. So they're not only vampires, they are vampires of their own children. Now, some of this came out years ago, and they're like, oh, he just hoped to create a new super race with his DNA. No. And I told you that he had illegitimate children. And, of course, that's now come out. So I'm the only person for at least the first decade of this coming out to be covering all this. We got pieces here, pieces there, and I had sources. And I knew what the globalists were obsessed with. Watch my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And I say they have secret medical facilities around the world where they do these things. And they have different branches and different sectors of the cult with different names like Nexium, where they brainwash women and children. They have their own airlines. He ran an airline for the CIA. Going back to the early 90s for Bill Barr. That's all come out. Mike Benz has been exposing it for a month. And now with this new information, it comes into crystal clear focus. Look at this headline out of Zero Hedge. Black market baby farms, the darkest allegation from the Epstein files yet. But it's Epstein. People, women have said this for years. It's Epstein in emails talking about having the surrogate mothers and then taking the babies. So we have that. But the media is focusing on Andrew booted out of Royal Lodge at night to begin exile after Epstein claims. UK will release files related to Mandelson's ambassador appointment and more Epstein fallout. They were going to make him the U.S. ambassador, even though they knew he was in the photos at the sex parties. Those are out, but blurred out. And that's important, but it's only the surface. Now, you've got people freaking out over all the emails with Michael Wolff and Epstein and others where Epstein's like, I hate Trump. He dropped the dime on me. He's the one that sent me to prison the first time. And Wolf's like, well, how do we set him up? No, he was never with the girls, never even had a massage, never even came over. That's how I get up here on air and say Trump is not involved, because all the victims said they never saw him other than one at Mar-a-Lago and said he was nice. He was just walking around. Ghislaine peeled her out. That's Virginia Giuffre, and disappeared her in his labyrinth, and Trump kicked Epstein out. I'm not defending Trump to defend Trump. All I get is grief defending Trump from the left and the right. I just am an expert on this, up one side, down the other, and never found anything Trump did until the last year, where they go, sir, it's a fiasco. The Democrats had the files. They filled it with crap about you. And Trump goes, fine, move on. Then he gets pressure. He says, fine, release it all. And now he's like, God, this makes me look good. I should have done this before. Yeah, should have listened to me. So you want to bitch at Trump? He did that, and it's wrong. But people are trying, especially the fake populist right-wing influencer crowd that's being paid to do this. They're only focusing on Trump. Focus on Trump all day. Find something real. Isn't there? But notice these people aren't talking about the stacks of devil worship, blood drinking, humanoid clones that we'll be getting into. I mean, I literally have hundreds of these, and I had to stop because I can't even read them all. And it's him talking to top scientists, the heads of Harvard, the royal family, all about the clones, all about the surrogates, all about all of it. And then all these photos of Epstein with little kids in his lap. Oh, those are his kids. But now people are going, whoa, there's all these emails that Trump was an FBI informant. Well, of course, anybody that owns casinos and hotels and stuff is signed up and set up to, you know, have an agent you call when you got information. And that's your job to do that. And it was him reporting on Epstein. And actually, after he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago, really kicking the cops locally in the ass to go after him. So people are starting to get that. Here's a headline with popular talk show hosts going over it. Trump was an informant. I bet that is driving the liberals absolutely bonkers. Well, nobody listens to liberals, but there's all these fake right-wing influencers that act like they're right-wing. But if you actually watch them, all they do is attack Trump and attack ICE and attack our agenda and attack Kennedy. And so I'm going to say to these people, you don't spend 1% of your time on the cloning, the devil worship, the genetic engineering, any of that, the draining babies of their blood and other stem cells. Shame on you. So this is my total vindication. But notice it's all the constant attacks on me, because what are they going to do? This guy's got so much credibility. People keep listening. It's done. We'll just attack and say he works for the bad guys. The most absurdest thing. But that's how these psyops work. And again, it's not a defense of Trump, because he does plenty I don't like. It's a defense of reality. I saw it on CNN. I saw it on Fox. I saw it on MSNBC. I've got different clips of the same clip, where it's little short clips of Trump went off on a CNN reporter for asking about Epstein victims. And they just cut to him mad at her at the end. And it sounds like he's like, I don't want to help women. It sounds horrible. But he said before that, he says, yeah, well, now the victims say they don't want this stuff out because the Democrats are upset. And he says, listen, I'm not involved, so whatever, cover whatever you want, but I'm done talking about it. And then she comes back again with, well, you know, the victims don't like the fact that stuff's redacted. He goes, yeah, and the others don't want it out, period. He goes, we've released 3+ million files. I'm not in it. Michael Wolff is in there, the guy that writes the hit pieces on Trump professionally, trying to set me up, which he is. There's email after email going, God, we can really get him. You know, can you connect him? But no, well, no, I can't, because he didn't do it. But I sure want to get him. And it is a conspiracy against Trump. So instead of Trump being told by Todd Blanche, oh, it's a conspiracy against you, like Russiagate, to make you look bad, I told Trump and everybody else, I said, they're just going to spin it around against you. You got to come out and say it's a lie, meet it head on. You've done that now, and now you got to have a press conference. You know, get Benny Johnson or somebody up there that's smart. They can give you 100 emails with a slideshow to take down all your enemies, Bill Gates, all these other billionaires that are attacking you, and just show this stuff. And just show them, talking about surrogates and underground labs and human cloning, and just say, and sexualizing children and the transgender movement with university, you know, chairs, top biologists with the left. I mean, Epstein is a leftist. And then the so-called independent media spends most of its time now. Oh, look, Steve Bannon, you know, talked to him about politics and, you know, supporting Republican candidates. That's what Bannon does to everybody. Texts and calls me all the time for years. And look, Steve Bannon did an interview with him. And if you watch the interview, he grills him and calls him the devil and stuff. I mean, you know, that's what Steve Bannon does, is interviews, you know. So, oh, God, the Republicans, their fingerprints are all over. Steve Bannon interviewed him. And, Trump, you know, was a socialite and knew him because they lived in the two same cities. We're both rich. This isn't a defense of Trump. It's that most of the time is being spent either defending Trump or attacking Trump or saying he's involved or he's not, when hiding in plain view is the most sensationally evil stuff ever that touches thousands of top corporate people and governmental leaders and the Labor Party and the other globalists in Europe. I mean, this is bad stuff. Instead, you go to CNN's front page, and it's like, Elon in the files. And it's Bill Gates trying to get meetings with him that don't even happen. Okay, yeah, he's in the files. It's like nobody has pushed to get the Epstein stuff out more than Elon. And Elon broke with Trump, saying, I think it's wrong to suppress all this just because the DOJ says they've spiked it with recycled bull about you. And Elon's been proven right. And in my opinion, when it comes to things like this, Elon is more sophisticated than Trump in these areas, not in others. And he should listen to him. And what does Elon get for being right and helping get all this out and magnifying it? He gets blamed for being part of it. Because that's how the establishment attacks you, as a distraction. They accuse you of what they've done. And I've seen the so-called influencers out there. Did you know Jones is in the Epstein files? They don't show where. And yeah, it's Epstein talking crap about me to Steve Bannon. Whoop-dee-doo. Okay, I'm, you know. But see, it's all this innuendo. Oh, Elon's in the files. Yeah. With Bill Gates trying to influence him and him not meeting with him. Oh, Alex is in the files. Yeah, being attacked. It's crazy. And I'm not even defending myself. I don't need to. I'm defending reality here. So, Trump got himself dirty on this by going along with Todd Blanche and others early on. They shouldn't be meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell. All that really hurt Trump with the public. I know why they did it. I don't support it. But I'm done talking about that at this point, because we have to now get into the incredible information they don't want the public to know about. Oh, the prince has been kicked out of the royal family. Oh, Trump snapped at a reporter. This is the diversionary stuff we're seeing, and it's the deptions. Because Trump is asked by Epstein almost every time there's a press conference, and he'll be like, I wasn't involved. I was the first to expose him. You know, it's a Russiagate hoax that I'm involved. So it's a hoax. Let's move on. They just show it's a hoax. Move on. And they did it again. Even on Fox, I have the clip. So it's a minute and a half response. CNN played a 23-second. Fox played a 38-second. And I've got the different versions here to see how they do this. I'm not showing you the complete clip so they can play that game. I was on with Steve Bannon right after October 7th, and I said, if Israel goes in, I don't think they should. They'll be seen as demons worldwide because they'll have to carpet bomb all of Gaza to dislodge Hezbollah and Hamas, Hezbollah backing Hamas. And so that will help China, and that will, you know, really hurt us in the Middle East. So Israel shouldn't do that. They just took the clip of me saying Israel will then need to carpet bomb the entire area if they want to be able to actually carry that out. And then I went on to say that'll be genocide and a giant PR disaster. I was on with him and Eric Prince. But you see, that's how they do it. So you've got to know the deception that's happening out there. And all these people get away with it. So here's an example. Let's play the first clip. Yeah, let's go ahead and, that's the longer clip. Well, see, I gave you a CNN, a Fox, and another one. I'm not sure what this other one is. It's 27 seconds, so just an influencer, but okay, whatever. It's the same clip. Yeah, play the full clip. Clip 11, here it is.
Yeah, what do you want?
On the Epstein files, you talked about Democrats who were in there. Elon Musk was also in there, and so was your Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and correspondence that he had with him. Did you read those new files that were published by the Department of Justice?
I have a lot of things I'm doing. I don't know. You mentioned two names. I'm sure they're fine. Otherwise, it would have been major headlines.
A lot of women who are survivors of Epstein's are unhappy with those redactions that came out. Some of them, entire witness interviews are totally blacked out. Do you think that they should be more transparent?
The fact that they thought they released too much. You know, I heard that, and you tell me something else. No, I think it's really time for the country to get onto something else. Really. You know, now that nothing came out about me, other than it was a conspiracy against me, literally, by Epstein and other people. But I think it's time now for the country to maybe get onto something else.
But what would you say to people like who feel like they have gotten justice, Mr. President?
Something that people care about. Yeah, what did you say? Go ahead,
CNN. What would you say to the survivors who feel like they haven't gotten justice?
You are the worst reporter. No wonder CNN has no ratings because of people like you. You know, she's a young woman. I don't think I've ever seen you smile. I've known you for 10 years. I don't think I've ever seen a smile
on
your face.
I'm asking you about survivors.
You know why? You know why you're not smiling? Because you know you're not telling the truth, and you're a very dishonest organization, and they should be ashamed of you.
These are survivors.
But all the influencers, Fox, CNN, they all play just the end of the clip. So, and then they say, "Oh, he's mad. They brought up Epstein." No, he explained. This ain't my rodeo. I've said release it all. Leave me alone. They're not going to. And that's why Trump has to lean into it and do a whole giant fireside chat like he did when the South African president said, we're not targeting white people. He goes, oh, here's videos of you saying kill them. Here's your other party saying kill them. Here's hundreds of thousands of dancing saying kill, kill the whites, kill the Boer, kill the farmers. Oh, here's a bunch of videos of them killing people. Here's all the graveyards. And they were just like, So just play clips of the left sexualizing children, drag queen story time, play clips of Democrats saying, you know, California legalizing sex with kids down to the age 12. That's legal now there. All of it. And then show the Epstein emails and show the devil worship stuff and show Bill Gates and show the cloning and just say, here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. And they will run for the hills, and then if you get a real DOJ in there, we can indict these people and take the country back. That's what the people want. If not, Trump is just pissed off because he's not involved and it won't go away because you're the one that has to do something about it. I've been doing my job. I'm like the first person ever to expose this and nail it, that it was about devil worship and life extension and cloning. Here's one of the shorter clips where they're so deceptive. Here it is.
Reporter, no. What did you say?
What would you say to the survivors who feel like they haven't gotten justice?
You are the worst reporter. No wonder CNN has no ratings because of people like you. You know, she's a young woman. I don't think I've ever seen you smile. I've known you for 10 years. I don't think I've ever seen a smile.
Well, I'm asking you about survivors.
You know why you're not smiling? Because you know you're not telling the truth, and you're a very dishonest organization. And they should be ashamed of you.
These are survivors.
Now, I say I was the first ever to expose Epstein. Actually, it was Trump when he got him indicted in Florida, which is in the files and on the record. I had Roger Stone on in 2015 explaining it all before we even endorsed Trump. We were already ahead of the curve. Here's Asmongold explaining what's in the emails. Here it is.
Let me go and search Trump. Donald Trump witness. It's witness information. Wait, Donald Trump was a witness in this, right? That's what it says. It says witness information. And it says age 70. So this was 9 years ago because he's 79 now. He was an informant. Yes, he was. And this is an open secret. Everybody knows this.
And then you can ferret into all that, and he was the guy that blew the whistle on Epstein. So people say, oh, my God, Jones is so evil. He's defending Trump. But I'm reporting to you the facts. I mean, what am I supposed to do here? All I get is grief supporting Trump. All I get is lawsuits and attack. All I get is the deep state coming after me. Ed Martin was investigating what the DOJ and CIA did to me and my family in InfoWars, and they fired him 2 days ago or removed him. Todd Blanche up there like a damn demon. And Todd Blanche is telling the reporters, if we found any men abusing women in here, we'd go after them. Really, you have the witnesses. You have the confirmed women. They have said who it is. So I guess at the end of the day, the buck stops with Trump on that. But the person log jamming it all is Todd Blanche. And notice Trump in the clips like, I'm not paying attention. When they're like, did you hear about this? And he goes, no. But because they're like, oh, Elon's in there and it's all nothing burgers. He goes, well, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it'd be all over the news if it was substantive, which is completely true. Anything they had on Elon or Trump, they'd have out there. This is all logical, people. And we have the victims saying Trump never did anything to them. You're like, well, what about this court filings? Fake Jane Doe's, it turned out. And E. Jean Carroll, come on, people. Now, we've done that. When we come back, let's look at what they don't want you to look at. The cloning, the devil worship, the factory farms of babies. It's all here, and it's horrible. And they don't want us to cover it, and we're going to cover it. Oh, I'm afraid we are. Now, please remember as we go to break that you're the reason we're able to reach the people. You're the reason the articles and videos get out to the public. And so the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, at the Alex Jones Show, save it. Share it on your email list, your text message. Tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, everybody, hey, this is the forbidden information. This is the show that I don't want you to tune into. And send them to our X account where they can see the clips and the articles and the reports and the great report Harrison Smith just put out yesterday that's got 5 million views and the amazing Brianna Morello and Rob Dew and Darren McBreen and Wilson and just this whole crew and the amazing job they're doing. Well, you're the rest of the crew. You decide whether the dog hunts. So the biggest thing you can do is know that you're the amplification system of the truth. Bill Gates doesn't want this stuff known. The royal family doesn't want this stuff known. The Israel lobby doesn't want this information out. They don't want all Epstein's emails about being at war with the West and white people and Christians. We're going to cover it. We go where the facts are. And when there's real stuff like that, you're going to get it. When something's baloney, I'm not going to cover it. People say, why don't you cover this? Well, I looked into it. It's baloney. Or sometimes I don't know about something. People are like, why aren't you covering this? Well, I didn't know. Thanks for telling me. All right. Whatever you do, keep sharing those articles and those videos. And follow me on X at Real Alex Show. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now! At thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO stops. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Just wait.
So I know that there are people who think like, oh, you know, do this and, you know, that I'm going to be locked up or whatever. I ain't worried about that. You heard the truth and the truth shall make you free. I ain't even worried about that. Like, not.
Did some reconnaissance on the ground, speaking to an organization there that's gearing up to for resistance and protest. I've been surprised, pleasantly surprised, to see the community coming together. We're like, wait a minute, which operation are we at? And as it turns out, because we're like, well, this is kind of MAGA coded, right? Saw the American flag or whatever, but these are resistance protesters. They're planning an operation that we're going to follow them on. I can't tell you exactly what they're doing, but it's called Operation Pull Up.
The FACE Act is constitutional and properly applied. In this case, it certainly is, because Lemon and the Black Lives Matter crew said they were there to make them uncomfortable and shut them down and basically bully them into their political form of thinking. When you do that, you are engage in a conspiracy against someone's rights.
The president just arrested two journalists. Now I think that he's almost in double down mode. I thought he was in de-escalate mode. Now he's having journalists arrested.
Well, he arrested journalists for committing crimes and then filming themselves committing crimes and then talking and admitting on camera to committing those crimes. So, you know, just because you say you're a journalist doesn't mean he violated the FACE Act in 18 U.S. Code Section 241, among others.
The Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, FACE Act, makes it unlawful to use force, threats of force, or physical obstruction to intentionally injure, intimidate, or interfere with anyone exercising their religious beliefs at a house of worship. This law protects all faith communities equally, churches, synagogues, mosques, temples, and others.
How did they use force or intimidation? Fundamental part of the mens rea of that statute. How?
Quote, "Your parents are Nazis," end quote, was yelled directly in the faces of children while accusing parents of being Nazis who would burn in hell. Quote, "This ain't God's house, this is the house of the devil," end quote, was shouted by protester William Kelly. Accusations that the church was, quote, harboring killers, end quote, directed at the congregation. In the chaos, some protesters reportedly shouted, quote, shoot, end quote, amid fears of guns, contributing to panic that felt like a, quote, mass shooting, end quote, to one victim as stairs were blocked to prevent parents from reaching Sunday school children.
Don Lemon said on camera that the purpose of the event that he was actively participating in was to traumatize people. And he said that is good. That is what that is for.
Watch this guy here. Look, he's hugging his kid. And, you know, I just imagine it's uncomfortable and traumatic for the people here, but that's what protesting is about. And so you heard what some of the folks said in there, you know, that this is, they shouldn't be there and, you know, they shouldn't be uncomfortable and this is our house and whatever. That's what protesting is about, is to make people uncomfortable. You may not like it.
He said he knew a secret. He knew about what they were doing in advance. He wouldn't say it on camera.
Yeah,
he served coffee to his fellow activists in there. He violated the FACE Act. He conspired against rights.
That's
a very good point. You cannot claim First Amendment protections while you actively violate the First Amendment rights of others.
The FBI and Bloomfield police arrested Nicholas Melendretos yesterday. The U.S. Attorney's Office says he is the man seen on this surveillance video hurling the device at the main entrance of Temple near Tamid early Sunday morning. Luckily, it did not cause any major damage, but if convicted, he's facing a maximum of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
Federal prosecutors say he shared a manifesto containing threats to attack a synagogue and Jewish people. Titled When Swords Collide, part of it reads, "I am the attacker and I would like to introduce myself. I am Muslim with so many regrets, but I can assure you this attack is not one of them."
Violence and intimidation directed at synagogues and other houses of worship are not only attacks on individuals. They are attacks on an entire faith community. And they intimidate and deter people from exercising their protected First Amendment rights. Houses of worship in America must remain sanctuaries of peace, not places of fear. The Civil Rights Division has a duty to protect every community's right to gather and worship without harassment, threats, or violence.
He also, a few days ago, did an interview, and we'll show that clip in a moment, where he said, oh, these are white supremacists. In fact, Christian churches in general are white supremacists because only they have rights, only whites have rights.
They're entitled, and that entitlement comes.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, I'm going to take a short little break in the news piece and then bring Thomas Siska in here, one of our great producers and researchers, who's been going through the 3 million emails and 3 million photos and videos and documents in the Epstein dump last Friday. Because this is a lot bigger than Epstein. It's a lot bigger than just the pedophilia, which is itself huge and important, how government uses that and corporations for blackmail and control and these intelligence agencies. It's the Satan worship, the blood drinking, the murder of babies, children, then the human cloning, the surrogate mothers to then provide babies to the elites for whatever in facilities. And now they've just mainlined it with California and others where you've got, you know, one Chinese billionaire has had a couple hundred kids alone in surrogacy. And they can sign them up for welfare and stuff. That's one other division. These are kids where the baby just disappears. And we know from Peter Nygaard, who's in prison for it, running a big lab for the, quote, elites, the very same names in the Caribbean again, that it's sucking the babies dry of their bone marrow and other stem cells and injecting it into these people. So true vampirism, satanic vampires. I mean, you can't make that up unless it was like a 1950s sci-fi movie with a name like, you know, Vampire Satanist from Mars or something. I think they actually had movies with those type of names. I've watched a few of them. They're pretty good comedy. But this isn't comedy. This is real. Okay? And I'll be honest with you. Just reading, you see this stack? This is just today. Just reading this is exhausting. Because you know, you could spend an hour just on one of these documents and not give it justice. And last night and this morning, I got physically nauseous looking at Bill Gates, looking at Epstein, reading these emails, reading the Richard Branson emails. And I'm just like, God, I'm sick of these people. Man, make them go away. And then 90% of the coverage is about people defending Trump or saying Trump's bad. Let's just say Trump's bad then, if that makes it easy, okay? Fine, remove him, impeach him, okay? Put Kamala Harris in. But can we then go after the Democrats that are 99% of the people doing the stuff? Oh, no. Not going to happen, I understand. Because you don't really want to get the bad guys. People know if they just attack Trump, they get boosted on social media and they pose as Trump supporters, act like it has credibility. And all I can say is shame on you. Because this stuff is incredible. So let's just start with Bill Gates. He ran out with damage control last night and did an interview where he said, oh, all that stuff from Jeffrey Epstein is fake. I didn't, you know, get diseases, and then I didn't try to get drugs to secretly slip antibiotics in my wife's drink. None of that's true. Well, the problem is we know he hung around with Epstein hundreds and hundreds of times and went all over the place to the island with him and everywhere else in Paris and New York and Zorro Ranch. And we know he was using him to blackmail scientists. And then later Epstein tried to turn around and blackmail him. That's in all this stuff. There's no honor amongst thieves. And so we know Bill Gates lied to his wife, lied to everybody. He's been caught in lies. Saying, oh, I met Jeffrey Epstein twice. Now, it's, well, hundreds of times, I shouldn't have done it. After he was a convicted pedophile, he continued to hang out with him, and so did all the other people. And so did Ehud Barak, an Israeli former, you know, leader of the country. So Melinda Gates, Melinda French is her maiden name. She's a eugenicist. She's a depopulationist. She's into this whole thing. I don't know if she's into the pedophilia and stuff, but she's definitely into the life extension technology and all of it. She wears upside-down crosses in TV interviews. Gates is chief of staff, the chief over all of his facilities and homes, got busted with the biggest child torture collection ever found. They say it's just gigantic, and it was just full of kids being tortured and murdered. So, no. And you've got famously McCain's wife, widow, you know, saying, oh, we all knew about it. Yeah, you know, now this is coming out. They all better leave the country. You should leave the country. So these witches, these sea hags, they are just as guilty as their husbands. They know all about it. So let's go to French, the rat leaving the sinking ship. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not part of this. I'm so glad I'm done with all this. You're not done with this. She's still, you know, running a big eugenics foundation. And then let's go to Bill Gates and his damage control. Here it is.
I think we're having a reckoning as a society, right?
Hit pause. I'll start over again. I think we're having a reckoning as a society. Oh, you're on our side now. You know, you can have the wife of Sergey Brin years ago, very smart lady, leave him and start exposing it and then join Kennedy and join Trump and put her money in it and run as his, you know, running mate and expose it, the New World Order plan to dumb us down, poison us, depopulate us. She's for real. You're not. And that's what I told these globalists about 5 years ago. I said, Trump's going to get back in, or regardless, our populist movement's going to win. All of you better distance yourselves from this now. Not when we win. That's too late. I want to see you do it now. And I've been there with very well-known people when Governor Newsom calls him and is like, man, stop attacking me. Come on. I want to come on your podcast. And the person says, let me put you on hold. Newsom's saying this. What should I say? And, you know, I'm like, tell him stop being evil. Tell him repent. Tell him come out and expose everything. Okay. So these guys, you know, these guys have gotten the message. And those that chose to stay with the evil and double down on Satan, you don't get a reprieve now. I mean, if French came out, Bill Gates' ex, and said, okay, I spilled my guts. I was wrong. Here's the whole plan. Here's how it works. We know she's involved at many levels. So she's guilty of sin. So, oh, there's a reckoning. And she's part of the reckoning. She's standing right beside us. She can be trusted. No, you can't. And John McCain's widow can't be trusted. Sergey Brin's ex can, because she did it on her own, made the switch, you know, 5 years ago or whatever, and has been full-time battling them, and is hardcore. That's what you need. That proves you're good. Go back to her.
I think we're having a reckoning as a society, right? No girl should ever be put in the situation that they were put in by Epstein and whatever was going on with all of the various people around him. No girl. I mean, it's beyond heartbreaking, right? I remember being those ages, those girls were. I remember my daughters being those ages, right? So, for me, it's personally hard whenever those details come up, right? Because, brings back memories of some very, very painful times in my marriage, but I have moved on from that. I purposely pushed it away and I moved on. I'm in a really unexpected, beautiful place in my life. So whatever questions remain there of what I can't even begin to know all of it, those questions are for those people and for even my ex-husband. They need the answer to those things, not me.
Well,
and I am so happy to be away from all the muck that was there.
I have to put more words to the muck for context for our listeners. The emails in the files suggest that Bill Gates had additional affairs and that he tried to get medication to treat a sexually transmitted infection and that he was going to give you the medicine without you knowing. His representative has said all of this is false. It is not on you to have to respond to the details of that alleged behavior, but I wonder what your dominant emotion is when you read these news articles with these details.
Sad. Just unbelievable sadness. Unbelievable sadness, right? And again, I'm able to take my own sadness and look at those young girls and say, my God, how did that happen to those girls, right? And so for me, it's just sadness for, you know, I left my marriage. I had to leave my marriage. I wanted to leave my marriage. I felt I needed to eventually leave the foundation. So it's just sad. That's the truth, right? And it's kind of like, at least for me, I've been able to move on in life, and I hope there's some justice for those now women, right? We see them standing up in front of microphones in D.C. What they went through is just unimaginable, I think.
Well, you are not Nicole Shanahan, the ex of Sergey Brin, that went public and said, they basically admitted they staged the pandemic, they were using it for control, I got totally freaked out, I had to leave him. That's when she found out, and they were using the money that the women had as fronts for their foundations. Just like Bill Gates was doing with Ms. French. But Ms. French, if you study her, is a big eugenicist and knows what she's doing and supports it. That is the difference. And again, you got the ABC reporter. Oh, we all knew about they were raping underage girls. Ha ha. Boy, I wish I could have broke that. I'd be real famous. Well, you should have left ABC News and gone public with it, lady. That's what integrity is. So now you are an accomplice after the fact. What's that woman's name? Robach or Amy Robach? Yeah. In fact, let's play her again. But here's the deal. Let's air the Soylent Green piece from like 10 years ago. It's more pertinent today. It's not evergreen. It's ultra green. It's infinity green. So we can get Thomas Sisco, a great researcher, in here. Because I could go over this cloning stuff. And I can go over the black market baby stuff and the devil worship stuff, and I am. But like I told you, it's like when I've already read this stuff twice last night and this morning, and I'm going to hit it. It's just like I'd have to speed read. Actually, in 3 hours, I couldn't even read all this on air. I mean, it's just – and his bank accounts are named after human sacrifice demons, Baal and Moloch. I mean, it's just – God help us. Why do we have to – send him to prison already. But it goes on and on and on and on and on. And now Project Veritas got undercover video of the FBI saying, yeah, we're not going to prosecute any of the Somali fraud or any of it. Of course not, because they set it up. The government set it up to bring down the country and fund themselves. And I look at the good Trump's doing, and I'm like, okay, that's better than the Democrats who'll just, you know, they drive the bus over the cliff at 500 miles an hour. and Trump drives it over the cliff at 50 miles an hour. So people go, well, then don't be for Trump. I'm like, okay, let's jump in the bus going 500 miles an hour. No, I can't logically do that. So I am paradoxically to the audience. Maybe we should open the phones up. In fact, we should. I'm working on a big guest here on the, oh God. That's, I told you I'm overwhelmed. I meant to open the show with that. I have read hundreds of pages and sped read it. And I'm just, each piece is glaring and I wish I had time to go back. You know, it's Epstein with Bill Gates and Epstein with Richard Branson and Epstein with all these other university heads, Harvard head, MIT, the head science department, you know, the head evolutionary biologist, the head futurist, that, you know, saying we need designer pandemics to bring in our new system, and we need to profit off these pandemics. And we already have all this with Peter Daszak, and we already have it with EcoHealth Alliance. We already know all this, but here it is again. So we're experts on it. We know what we're seeing, and it's just the other pieces to the puzzle, or just another confirmation completely of how they were going to sneak this through the Trump administration, how they were going to fool Trump, which I already knew. It's not about defending him. I know this up one side and down the other. And he got Fauci on C-SPAN 2 years before COVID saying, we'll have a new novel virus respiratory out of China. We'll use it to blow up the old regulatory system and bring in all this new stuff. Gene editing, all of it. And here's Epstein. And I actually told the crew this morning, they gave me just huge stacks of this. And each page was worse than the last. And I'm just like, how are we even supposed to even deal with this? It's premeditated, hooking up the pandemic, planning the pandemic, launching the pandemic, giving you a shot that raises your immune system. And then I have all the flashbacks to Dr. Rima Labo, whose husband was the former head of special operations and the head of the army and everything else, Stubblebine, who I had on a bunch. And she's telling me in 2008 about being the doctor, because she ran a top clinic in Europe, to royalty, the head of state, or heads of state as well, in the EU, and they say, we're going to roll out a pandemic to scare people, then the vaccine will actually erase your immune system so we can release new pandemics, and they're going to give people nanotech that's going to chronically infect their bodies and take them over. Then we learn Obama does a national security initiative starting in 2013 to develop COVID, which is a self-replicating nanotech spike protein. They move it to China so they can release it and blame them. And of course, China's involved too and wants it as a weapon. So I'm not saying they're not involved. And then you can watch me on Jesse Ventura 2009 saying exactly what happened 11 years later with COVID. And people watch that and go, how do you know this? Well, if you watch the full show, we explain it. And then here I am again looking at them in 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. With Bill Gates planning the pandemic, preparing it with Pfizer, setting up Moderna, getting it ready. And I got Daszak saying it in an interview on YouTube a month before they released it. And I've got the emails, and I've got the former vice president of EcoHealth Alliance, Dr. Huff, going public on the whistle. And I'm just like, open and shut. They did it on purpose. They admit they did. And we're just sitting here watching this unfold. So we'll go to break in about 5 minutes, 6 minutes. We'll come back and bring Thomas in then. But I'm just trying to even explain this to you, why it's like there's so much evidence. So I'm rereading all this. It's new. It's all the same operations, but from a higher level. And it's Epstein quarterbacking it with British intelligence, the royal family, the Israeli Mossad, the CIA, and Big Pharma, all right here. Thousands of pages of this crap. And then you see them that they did it. And in 2017, he's like, we're about to roll out the transgender revolution. This will train everyone that we can have, you know, genetic engineering and clones and designer babies. If they accept, you know, that two men can have a baby and then a boy can be a girl, they'll accept anything, which I always told you was the point of it. Just to shatter norms. And then you have that. Hundreds and hundreds of pages of that. It's they're convicted, they're busted, they're mad scientists, they're pure evil. So the people of Earth, man, it's up to you to get this out to everybody, to raise the alarm, and then never stop no matter what. But I got to tell you, we are under assault by these people. They're still doing gain of function. They're still planning it. Nothing's being done. No prosecutions. And we're sitting here and waiting for the 12th monkey event when they release this crap. I mean, I remember it's in my film Endgame. Dr. Eric Bianca, head of the biology department, on his UT website, official saying, I worship Lucifer, and I'm a druid, and I want to exterminate the human population. And he's doing interviews and at the Texas Academy of Sciences, getting standing ovations, winning awards, saying, you know, soon we'll release the airborne Ebola. It'll kill 90% of people, and I'm ready. We all need to die. Humans are a parasite. And then I criticize him and his students that would have graduated, running bioweapon labs, write op-eds attacking me. And one of them, the woman literally works in U.S. bioweapons, and she says, Dr. Bianca is too liberal. He says only kill 90%. Humans are a parasite. We should get rid of all humans. No one disagrees. And it goes on and on. And King Charles's father, Prince Philip, saying, I want to come back reincarnated as a virus to kill the humans off. I mean, it's just like, of course they rape kids. They hate us. They are monsters. And because you are a normal person that never gets tired of a steak, never gets tired of a sunset, never gets tired of seeing a storm blow in the trees and the rain, never gets tired of the moon, never gets tired of the ocean, just like me, well, my life gets better. I get more fulfilled to walk in the desert or wherever. These people are totally unhappy, folks. They hate God's creation, and that's why they want to overthrow it, because they're miserable. I know a lot of high-powered people that know Larry Fink, all of them, and they say they are the most miserable, unhappy people on Earth. And look at their minions, the left, that look like twisted space aliens, totally deranged. They hate themselves, too. They want to destroy all that's good because they see something beautiful and pure. It reminds them of how ugly they are. They don't like you being successful. They don't like God's incredible plan. They're at war with it. And at the end of the day, that's what you've got to burn in your brain. Because you keep thinking like they think like you. They don't think like us. What's that rap song? They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They are not like us. So we'll drill into the pandemic documents and how they planned all that. The human cloning, the surrogate babies, the devil worship stuff. I mean, it's just all of it. Each email we could do the whole show on. And it's Jeffrey Epstein. And you're like, devil worship, blood drinking, human cloning, surrogate babies, world government, overthrowing governments, trying to topple Putin. It's all in there about toppling Putin because Russia's becoming, and then the media spins it and says, oh, he's a Putin asset, you see. Now, you know who somebody is by their enemies. And these people don't like Trump, and they don't like Putin, and they don't like me. Now, you can say, well, they don't like Putin because he didn't play ball with them or Trump or whatever. I know they don't like me because I expose them. All right, we're going to go to break. Thomas Siska is going to come in here, and we're going to go over a lot of this coming up. And I'm going to check and see if this journalist is able to come on today. If not, we're going to open the phones up in the last hour or so to give your take on all this. But this is bigger than Epstein. This goes into everything, the whole globalist agenda. And this is our great moment of vindication, the great moment of the awakening to take it to the next level. And we should all be very excited and thankful to God this information came out. And remember, it was populist pushing that got these documents out to begin with. So great job. We'll be right back. Share the live feeds now. You're the Paul Revere. Share the feeds now.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
Now a story we guarantee most of you have never heard before. Big money is being made from the sale of fetal body parts.
Pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
If they survived, they were shelved to die in the soiled utility room.
I had an abortion!
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I had an abortion on Good Friday!
They want the late-term abortions because it makes them more money, and the bigger the baby is, the easier it is to sell those parts.
Every week, the bodies of aborted babies are taken in red biohazard containers from Southwest Women's Options, a late-term abortion provider, to Monarch Waste Technologies in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where they are converted to electricity.
I couldn't let him die alone, so I rocked him for the 45 minutes that he lived.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
A fertilized egg is a human being!
Yeah.
A fertilized egg is a human being!
God bless abortions and God bless America!
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way.
Find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
All right. We're gonna get into the cloning of the baby farms. We're going to get into the pandemic planning, the COVID release, which hooks into all the other documents that were already totally confirmed and proven. And then there's been some other big new devil worshiper, Satanism, torture kids to death emails with them in it, directly them. Then we have all the witness statements and things from decades ago and a decade ago that mirror what they're saying in emails. And we have witness statements confirming the cloning and the baby farms, and now we have Epstein talking about it. Well, that's when it's like the key goes in the lock and it works. Yeah. I mean, this is shaking me up, okay? Because I've known this and we've had a lot of evidence, but I'm shook up right now. And by the way, if you're not shook up, there's something wrong with you. And admitting this level of evil is going on, I know, is painful. I know people don't want to deal with it. I don't either. But the children demand we stand up for them, and this is only going to get worse if we don't. So let me play the clip of Gates doing damage control, and then we'll start plowing into this. Also, the coroner said that Epstein's throat was, bones in his neck were broken in three places, which is totally indicative. And the top coroner in America, pathologists, also reviewed it for the family and said his neck was broken in three spots. The man on the stretcher, to me, did not look like Epstein. And how they even let the public see that. Normally when you're dead, they, you know, the drapes over you. The ears are different, a lot of stuff. But hiding in plain view, there's no barbed wire tattoo on the arm that's visible. And that's the arm that he had a tattoo on. In all his photos and in the DOJ file. And now we found someone that died right before that looks just like Epstein. But they believe they switched the body out. You even got Congress looking at this now. So he could still be alive, folks. This is unraveling so fast. This is, oh my God, that is Hillary's brother. Wow. So this is unbelievable right now. I am just speechless. So I know it's a huge job for the crew. When we get to that, that'll probably be next hour. We need to have the HD loaded in those articles. You can see the HD of the photos. It's Hillary's brother. I mean, this is just stunning. And then you got a bunch of other stuff. So this is like trying to drink out of a fire hose, okay? So just bear with us. But since I said I'd play it, here's Bill Gates and damage control.
Every minute I spent with him, I regret and I, you know, apologize that I did that.
Part of that issue of trust brings me to Jeffrey Epstein. I want to know what your relationship with him was.
Yeah, I met Jeffrey in 2011. So over a period of 3 years, I had a number of dinners with him. The focus was always, he knew a lot of very rich people, and he was saying he could get them to give money to global health. You know, in retrospect, that was a dead end, and I've said many times, but I'll say again, I was foolish to spend time with him. I was one of many people who regret ever knowing him.
You've no doubt seen the allegations, including some of them from the last 24 to 48 hours. Are they true?
No, apparently Jeffrey wrote an email to himself. That email was never sent. The email is, false. So I don't know what his thinking was there. You know, was he trying to, attack me in some way? But, you know, it just reminds me, you know, every minute I spent with him, I regret and I, you know, apologize that I did that.
The problem is some of the things that he has sent and some of the information about other people that has come up in those files has been true. Why would he do this and say this about you, do you think?
You know, it's factually true that I was only at dinners. You know, I never went to the island. I never met any women. And so, you know, the more that comes out, the more clear it'll be that although the time was a mistake, it had nothing to do with that kind of behavior.
Is it frustrating to you, given what you've said, that this is now happening?
Not really. I mean, people should, you know, hold people who are successful to a very high bar. And so, you know, it's as these documents come out, they're going to be closely scrutinized.
Bill Gates famously says he wants to depopulate the earth, but he wants you to take a shot so you don't die. Bill Gates was mainly on the blackmailing end, using him for blackmail. We know that. Then Epstein did try to blackmail, but we've known from reports that have come out forever that Epstein was supplying all sorts of underage, also adult hookers. It's in all the emails, and Gates was clearly partaking. So was Ehud Barak. So was Prince Andrew. So Thomas Siska, great researcher. So much coming out. We got four or five big topics here. Let's get into cloning. I was the first person about 15 years ago to ever say, no, this was medical stuff. This was life extension. This was stem cells, you know, being illegally obtained, surrogate mothers, because I knew who Epstein was involved with and these Harvard heads. And I knew what the globalists were into from my sources. But I knew about Peter Nygaard long before he was indicted and convicted doing that. So give you some background how I knew. And, of course, we're triple vindicated now as this all comes out. But let's get into the first, you know, the surrogate mothers. We had this in witness reports, the FBI, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, mirroring getting children out of Asia, women in the U.S., Zorro Ranch. They'd have the baby or they do a cesarean early. They never see the baby again. That alone is serious crimes against humanity. Where is the DOJ? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so Alex, you had asked to look into the cloning in the DOJ Epstein library, and it's just so many overwhelming amount of pages. And I went through several different documents and emails where they're talking about, you know, basically factory farming babies and designer babies where they can genetically edit and create certain babies for what they believe is a super race, kind of like what Hitler would want. And a particular conversation, which appears to be with Richard Branson, who, of course, was involved with Bill Gates in the Gavi Alliance in vaccines for Africa and vaccinating third world countries. He has a long conversation with Jeffrey Epstein here.
And we'll show it. Don't just believe us. You can go to the DOJ site. We posted on X a bunch. We'll repost it in the live show feed. You just type in cloning. You'll read this for yourself. Okay. Don't believe us. And to be clear, they also wanted to grow humanoids that don't have operating cerebral cortexes, but so they can be basically kept alive. So that when they need the organs, they can get them. That's literally from the movie The Island.
I was just about to say Island, which was actually made by Michael Bay, who was an associate of Jeffrey Epstein, who has been to The Island.
Yeah, so The Island movie, that came out 15 years ago or whatever, that is not a movie. That's a futurist documentary.
Absolutely. And they're keeping these
people. And now they use a pandemic to end free society.
Yes. And they're keeping the clones in bunkers and taking their organs for the people above ground to basically swapping out their parts like as if they were an automobile to keep them running and extend.
But they found the clones don't live well. They don't give them a brain. So instead they give them a brain, but tell them they're in a bunker from a bio war.
Exactly.
Which is the lockdown.
This,
which is in the emails, how they would create a new society for carbon lockdowns using a virus. It's all there. Then they tell you in the movie.
So this conversation with Richard and Jeffrey with a few other people in the room is being recorded, and it starts all about how they can understand viruses more to spread them and cause cancer as a side effect, and they reference it as a suicide bomb.
And I want you to show the email, but in between that, keep showing more of the island. Go ahead, because again, it's a documentary, not a movie. Go ahead.
So here they're talking in the conversation. Richard says, I had images that the clones on channel whatever ... Jeffrey says she didn't like that very much, talking about Katie Couric, who was there. She wasn't here for the no arms. So they're talking about cloning people that had no arms. Jeffrey says, right, Katie Couric was here, and we were talking about, I think we should, I want to start cloning things. And with certain people, Prince Andrew got upset because he was all, if it had a conscience, could you kill it for spare parts? And I said, I'll make it without a head. Would that make you feel better? And Katie Couric thought I was going to start to vomit. Richard, he says, that they may evolve with a head or arms or feet so it couldn't get up and walk away.
Guys, go to YouTube, type in the Island movie corporate clone pitch scene where they pitch the clone. Go ahead.
And did dishes. So Jeffrey's making a joke saying, you know, we can have a perfect slave.
Exactly. Instead of a robot like Musk wants to make a biological android.
Yeah.
Replicant.
He'd rather have it be fully biological and you know, you could just switch out the parts and keep it running like that without anything being actually, you know, from that's not organic. So then Richard asked him what? Did the dishes too, but you'd argue over a long period of time, a pressure like the limiting of the pelvic canal would make the brain more efficient, not necessarily a limiting factor. You think so? That's what you would assume by the eye. The eye is taking up a great part of the brain. Richard says, if I tell you that the major determinant of intelligence is brain to body size, you say, okay, I'm going to make it more efficient. I say, okay, make it more efficient, make it bigger. Then you've really got it.
Now, this is just big speculative. No. Then you have the witnesses years and years ago saying they had clones, they had surrogates, they have underground medical facilities, and now we have Epstein admitting that in the emails.
Right. And, I mean, we have articles here where they are talking about ripping babies out of some of the victims at Zora Ranch. Spoke of this going on at Zora Ranch. She has said on record that Epstein offered her money to do this, birth babies for black market use.
And then you got Epstein saying about women at Zora Ranch surrogates.
Yes.
I mean, it's just incredible.
This is from the New York Post yesterday. Teen Epstein accuser wrote she was used as a human incubator for a secret baby who was snatched at birth. So very much like Peter Nygaard, where he's probably selecting exact races with certain genetic qualities that he wants to breed with.
He says that.
He's finding underage ones and impregnating them. And then they do the cesarean on purpose because they believe that the cesarean operation actually gives them a higher form of intelligence. I know that Elon Musk has talked about this. You know, he wants all his kids to be cesarean birth, that gives them a special boost in IQ when you have a cesarean section. So that's directly in what this operation here. And now they're saying that he's had several kids. Sarah Ferguson in these emails congratulates Jeffrey Epstein on his baby boy in newly released documents. So
before, I remember a decade ago we learned limited hangout. Oh, he wanted to have hundreds of children. No. And I said, no. He did it.
But on record, were any of any kin of his known before this? There's no heir to the Epstein dynasty. I mean, this is just...
It turned out after he died, supposedly, tens of billions was sucked out of all these accounts.
Right, with some accounts still being active with one of these women. So one of these women that he birthed a child to actually has control of his estate. So the bloodline continues on.
Incredible. Keep going.
As well as the fortune that they've made off of all the terrible things they've done around the world. But I'd like to continue on that conversation with Branson, I believe, because we know that Branson had an island very close to Epstein.
There's some other islands, it's Richard Branson. Yeah.
They were very close, but a lot of stuff is in this conversation about DNA replication and particularly viruses and how different viruses can compete and which viruses are going to give you cancer the quickest.
And how they can use viruses to program at the incubation level of an embryo. And expanding on that, you know, you see like the Bourne, last Bourne movie where it explains it all. Like they use certain viruses to tailor and manipulate the brain.
SV40.
And then it expands there where you then have Epstein talking to the heads of genetic engineering companies and Harvard and MIT about the human cloning and everything. So it's not just him speculatively talking here. You see him out doing it. Go ahead.
And just giving tons of money to Harvard to continue this type of research. So this is further on in the conversation when they're talking about these viruses. Richard says, you can imagine a scenario where if you have two cells and two viruses, that an infected cell would involve a competitive advantage over an uninfected cell, unquestionably. That is why viruses can cause cancer. Then Epstein says, whoa, now that was a good leap.
And they're trying to force
type of leap.
Mass mutation, X-Men stuff, which kills most people, but then gives rise to the superhuman thing.
Exactly. Richard says, it's true. That is, there are viruses which, when they infect a cell, alter the replicative process of the cell such that those cells divide more rapidly. Now you can see why that virus would be very happy to do that. No question. And further on, they openly talk about him getting a pardon. He was trying to get a pardon from Obama, and Obama wanted to give him the pardon, but he needed to go through the state of Florida, because it was not a federal charge. It was a state charge. So Epstein says, not funny. It's a horrible story. I'm trying to get a pardon. So Obama cannot pardon me. Even though he would, he says, because I didn't commit a federal crime. Richard laughs. He says, just go on. I'm not going to comment. Jeffrey says, it's so horrible that this is just today, which has been part of the whole thing. If I want to get a pardon, it has to be done by the governor of the state because I pled guilty to a state crime. And we've been through this. He lost. He called Governor Crist, called the prosecutor this morning. And then I'm going to skip forward a little bit because he talks about why do they want to pardon so bad? It's because he has that sex offender status. And
here's my frustration. You're doing a great job. Just one email you could do all day on.
I mean, this is,
we haven't even got into him with all the universities. Like I said, literally setting it up. I mean, you understand, folks, this is just theoretical. They're doing this stuff. Go ahead.
So Richard, my gut reaction, the way it has quieted, much to my pleasure and yours, is how meaningful is a pardon to you? And Jeffrey said it would get rid of my sex offender status, even though some of the women keep saying, it's so exciting. I've never actually been with a sex offender before. They have been with a sex offender before. Do you think sex offender lingerie would sell if I had a new line and it came out? And then Richard says, they're being dishonest. There's a great story. He takes this 20-year-old woman. Oh, have you met Olgi? Jeffrey says, of course I've met Olgi. Jeffrey, because I met her for the first time. Richard Branson says, she stayed at my house. She takes this 20-year-old woman upstairs. She takes off her dress, and she's the most exquisite he's seen. The 60-some-year-old man takes off his clothes, and in imitatable fashion, she says, look at you. You're so beautiful. Look at me. When was the last time you were with a 66-year-old? She said, an hour ago. So they're bragging about how they're passing these women around, and they're completely conditioned to be with these old, decrepit men that are fantasizing about life extension and you know, living this lavish life.
Well, yeah, no, the religion, as I say in Endgame 2007, the whole obsession is life extension. And so they gave you the COVID shots, not just to kill you, but to give rise to study your blood for mutations that give them life extension. They admit that. So again, this is all mad scientist behavior.
And I'm sure with giving those vaccines to certain people, they're looking for the genes that the cancer didn't affect, that the people that got the shots that it didn't quite react to, so they can build off of that.
Well, the Holy Grail is a living, operable cell line from an immortal cell line that can be integrated into your cell line, and then you live forever, basically. People who don't know about immortal cell lines, look into it. You can put a piece of it in a Petri dish, not even a freezer, just put it on a shelf for 5 years, it still lives. It just doesn't die, and the cells just keep replicating forever. And they say there's two people they found with them, a black lady and a baby, a white kid they aborted, but it's more than that. And literally, it's like the blob, though. These cells are like the blob. And that's how they make fake meat, is they put a mortal cell line of Henrietta Lacks in, and then they want shrimp. They just throw in a blob of Henrietta Lacks into a vat of growth factor, a huge Petri dish, and then they throw in the shrimp or the beef or whatever it is, and then it replicates. So you're literally eating Henrietta Lacks super cancer cells.
So this is another email from Branson to and Epstein corresponding together, just to show that their relation is clearly involved in sex trafficking women together. Epstein says, "Hello, Mr. Or Epstein's assistant says, "Hello, Mr. Epstein, Mr. Branson. Jeffrey looks forward to visiting you for lunch on your island tomorrow. Jeffrey would like to know if he may please bring along Bill Gates' assistant, Boris Nikolic. Might this be okay?" Of course. "Hello, Mr. Branson. Jeffrey is asking if it would be okay for them to arrive at 1:30 today. Let me know." "That's fine. How many people? Could we have all the names, please?" "Jeffrey will come along with Dean, Greg, the two Russian girls, and they don't have UK visas." You bet. So they're openly talking about these
smuggling
Russian girls. Yeah. And
bringing people in without passports.
He definitely had an affinity for Eastern European girls, tapping into those modeling agencies over there where they could find these young teenage girls and scout them, bring them over to the islands, you know, pretty much take away any of their means of communications or any type of identification they had. They would confiscate
that. And you can bet most of them are underage.
And, there's a, movie that came out called Don't Blink Twice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Zoe Kravitz, which is Lenny Kravitz's daughter. Lenny Kravitz was very close to Puff Daddy and probably even Epstein, I'd imagine, as well. But she made a movie depicting these people getting brought to an island where they would confiscate all your phones and your IDs and everything. And then they immediately start drugging you to where you don't know where you are. You don't remember. You don't know how long you've been there. And this is the kind of conditions they would put people in until they're completely confused, you know.
And we got P. Diddy in famous videos with, you know, young kids saying, "Oh, yeah, we took your phone away." You know, all this stuff went crazy. Well, let's come back now and move out of the cloning into the planned pandemic. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So again, we have this big director who's heavily involved with all these people in the emails everywhere, keeps coming up in all of it, and he in 2005 puts out The Island, that is a Rosetta Stone of how what they've done on the small scale they want to build up. False pandemic, keep you locked up. You're really just a clone. You're just a part. But if they don't have a brain in the clone, it doesn't develop well. It doesn't, you know, stay on the shelf well. So it's like having, you know, produce that lasts longer. And so, tell the director.
Michael Bay, yes, is the director.
He's just everywhere in all this.
The victim that was on recently, what's her name? Juliet?
No.
She always calls out Michael Bay and saying that he was there and he's denied everything. And, you know, he was definitely involved.
Then he literally makes a movie about controlled viruses, locking us up, human clones, taking their brains out versus not, everything that's in the emails going back decades and actually going on. And we have the victims mirroring what's in his emails saying it's actually going on, having no idea that he was saying this. That's pretty powerful. And we have those. Let's go to a clip where they're bringing the rich elites in to explain to them that this is your clone. It doesn't have a brain. Don't worry. Just as Prince Andrew was worried. But in reality, they do have a brain. Here's a clip.
The human organism, unique in all the universe in its complexity, the product of 3 billion years of evolution, perfect in every way, except one. Like all machines, it wears out. For centuries, the idea of replenishing the human body has been at the forefront of modern science.
I think we need to turn this bad day into a good day. A great day, a terrific day by selling. By selling, sell, 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 sell. You start, I finish.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next generation of science, the Agnet. An organic frame engineered directly into adulthood to match the client's age. You're looking at stage one of its development. Within 12 months, it will be harvest ready, providing a carrier for your baby, a second pair of lungs, fresh skin, all genetically indistinguishable from your own. And, in compliance with the eugenics laws of 2015, all our agnates are maintained in a persistent vegetative state. They never achieve consciousness. They never think, or suffer, or feel pain, joy, love, hate. It's a product, ladies and gentlemen, in every way that matters. Not human.
There are the two escaped clones.
This is our public relations director, Mr. Whitman. He'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Once again, thank you.
I want to talk about the smartest investment you'll ever make. And I want to tell you how you're going to live 60 to 70 years longer.
Dr. Merrick, Albert Laurent, Black Hawk Security.
You come highly recommended by the Defense Department, Mr. Laurent. Though I'm unaware of your personal qualifications.
My men are ex-Delta Force, SEALs. I was formerly with the GIGN, French Special Forces. I understand you had a corporate theft.
Yes, that's what I told the Defense Department. The reality is a little more complex. That's why I require your services. We've had a security breach.
You have the Defense Department.
Notice they don't consider them human. Why that's their loophole.
Because they're
just like the Virginia governor when they would take the babies away.
And that's why they make these new designer humans they're already doing.
And I can't.
They can claim they don't have rights or claim they do. They can jump back and forth. Now they're saying AI has rights. Now AI has its own chatbots, its own secret forums debating itself and talking bad about us.
Two of our products have escaped.
Impressive, considering they're vegetative.
Well, after several years of trial and error, we discovered that without consciousness, without human experience, emotion, without life, the organs failed.
We have a new product in at theellisshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Some of you joined us when you showed them 2005, The Island, Michael Bay film that I said at the time was a documentary, a futurist documentary, a projection, not speculation of what they wanted to build. Because this continues to come in their literature going back to Francis Galton 170 years ago. 176 years ago. And they projected this plan knowing humans can build whatever we want with enough time. We're now here. And so in The Island, you got two of the clones escape, finding out they're clones. One's a famous race car driver, one's a famous model. And just like Epstein talks about, well, if you get rid of the brain, you know, it doesn't thrive and work as well. We can't just have these bodies that just sit there in a tank. We need to have clones, you know, that don't know they're a clone. But we could also remove part of the cerebral cortex to have it as a biological android in your house that does the dishes, maybe have sex with it, you know, whatever. And I've talked to top futurists, work for some of the biggest tech companies there are, at dinner, off record. And they say, really, we're just in two different fields. Will it be a robot you have sex with and marry, or will it be a biological android, and what are the rights? So this is the whole future. This is what they're obsessed with. This is their religion, okay, mad scientist. So they brought in the Special Forces Company. Now that the clones have escaped out in Nevada, and they want to take them out, and he just shown them. They're doing a sales pitch, people that have come in and say, don't worry, it doesn't feel anything. It's human sack, but it's just a sack, and it's got organs, so it'll be waiting for you. But the truth is, it doesn't stay healthy, it doesn't thrive, it doesn't live, you know, like a plant that's not outside. So now they've got the product that's escaped. We'll play a few more minutes of this, and then I want to go to Peter Nygaard, who was convicted. And there's hours of him on TV shows, so arrogant about it, on his jumbo jet, with obviously underage girls dancing, all of it, world leaders coming in, his clients, medical facilities in the U.S., in Canada, in his own personal island, much bigger than Epstein's, huge medical facilities. And it's true. Anybody that took biology, even in high school, you know, what is a white person? Well, white, blue eyes, white skin, that's recessive. Dark hair, black skin is dominant. That's the original gene coding. And it's strangely enough, it's the same in horses or cows or anything. And so, A, you've got a dominant cell line, and then if you impregnate a Central African woman, that's the strongest genes there are, with your genes, whether you're black or white, whatever, then your body won't reject it, it'll fully absorb it, This is on record. And when I say 100 times, they don't even know. It's exponential life extension. I mean, Nygaard was, you know, like 80-something years old, looked like he was 50, his body. He's in prison right now because he would get these black women pregnant. Reportedly, he bragged about it. He liked to do it personally. But most of the guys would just send their sperm, and they would put it in a Petri dish, get the egg fertilized, and then they would put it into these black women, and then they would kill the baby at 8 months and take its bone marrow, its blood, everything, and inject it into Nygaard. He said all of this. And he was big buddies and had George Herbert Walker Bush as a client and others. So here he is with black supermodels trying to pitch them. They're all grossed out. But they would just ship in, and obviously the Caribbean's full of folks that, you know, from Africa as well. But this is what they would do. And then that's in the new emails with Epstein at Zorro Ranch, admitting surrogates and girls having babies that they had signed over. And then now we have the witness reports going back over the years saying the same thing. So it's all confirmed now. And that's all in this 3 million documents. Okay. So remember, all you hear about is Trump's guilty. He's involved, blah, 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 with no evidence. If he is, we'll go after him. My frustration is that Trump's not going after them for this. That's where he's guilty. No one wants to talk about that. So go ahead, Thomas.
It's like if I'm going to the grocery store, right? You have the heirloom eggs, and they're blue and yellow.
Exactly.
And they have the most nutrients as opposed to another egg.
That's right. That's black people, you're the heirloom egg.
Yes, exactly. They have the heirloom egg. You're going to get the most nutrients and, you know, from their point of view, what they're looking for, that's what they want, which is strange because, I mean, even in these Epstein emails, he seems to really want to stay away from blacks when it comes to sexually, but I'm sure he knew the same information that Nygaard did and was tapped into splicing and doing stuff with their genetics. But apparently he didn't sexually fantasize blacks.
Yeah, people who don't know biology, this is a fact how this works, okay? And it's not like X-Men. It's not bad to be a mutant. But you'll see, like, the black nationalists and the black Israelites, they'll go, you're mutants, you know, you're a capable mutant. Well, it's true. Like, people went up to the frozen north, and it was super dangerous. And if you didn't have long-term pre-planning and, you know, all sorts of organizational skills, you would die. In sub-Saharan areas and you know, equatorial areas, it's all about how fast you are, how strong you are. It's all about, because there's plenty of food. You go into half the year, it's 20 below zero. That's why there's associated higher IQs and all that stuff. If you go north, whether it's Asians or whatever, it's just because it was selectively so dangerous. But it did cause mutations off of the original hard coding.
A lot of Ashkenazi Jews actually have a broken gene that causes a lot of like cancers and things like that. To where their, you know, their organs can basically attack themselves. And, you know, this is a known thing. Epstein being Ashkenazi, I'm wondering if he had some serious health concerns himself, which made him, you know, really seek after all this stuff to modify.
Well, that's right, because beyond what Northern Europeans and Japanese, Northern Asians have issues, you have Ashkenazis heavily inbred. So then you add to that compliment, he had an egg-shaped deformed penis and things like that.
Yes.
Yeah, it causes paranoia, psychopathy. You can also get super IQs, super high IQs, but a lot of mental illness and paranoia.
Yes.
Let's go to a few minutes to the island, and I'll show you Nygaard. Here it is.
Dr. Merrick, Albert Laurent, Black Hawk Security.
You come highly recommended by the Defense Department, Mr. Laurent. Though I'm unaware of your personal qualifications.
My men are ex-Delta Force, SEALs. I was formerly with the GIGN, French Special Forces. I understand you had a corporate theft.
Yes, that's what I told the Defense Department. The reality is a little more complex. That's why I require your services. We've had a security breach.
You have the Defense Department at your disposal. Why call me?
Because their investment here is sizable. $120 billion to be exact. And I can't afford for them to reconsider.
What you tell them is your business, Doctor. I am in the business of keeping my clients' confidence.
Good. Two of our products have escaped.
Impressive, considering they're vegetative.
Well,
After several years of trial and error, we discovered that without consciousness, without human experience, motion, without life, the organs failed. How long have they been missing? 4 hours and 36 minutes.
They're on foot?
Yes.
Wade, 1.2 miles an hour, 5 mile perimeter. Stand by for suspect description.
We're on it.
Follow me.
Come on, we gotta keep going.
No, we have to stop. I can't run anymore.
We gotta try. Come on.
Where?
Well, anywhere but here.
But there's nothing. Everything's dead, Lincoln. What if we are contaminated?
Then we'd be dead. There's no contamination. That was a lie.
What is it?
I don't know, but it's alive. Come on. It's mean, whatever it is. Let's rest in here.
Jordan 2 Delta's sponsor, Sarah Jordan, is in a coma after a car accident. She's in need of multiple organ transplants.
How long does she have?
48 hours, 3 days maximum.
Tell me about Six Echo.
Well, he was really the first one to question his environment, his whole existence here. Over the last few months, he began demonstrating unstable behavior, and I can't account for it. I'm waiting on the result of his synaptic scan.
What do they know about the outside world?
Very little. We control them with the memory of a shared event, a global contamination. It keeps them fearful of going outside. The island is the one thing that gives them hope, gives them purpose. Everything we expose.
We should, Thomas, you and I, if I want to do this for me and do this, but last week it was really popular. People liked it. We did a review of One Battle After Another, kind of mystery science theater thing. We need to do this and actually just watch the whole movie and review it. This is so powerful. I've watched the movie probably 8 times, 9 times or more, maybe 10 over the years. But at the end, they learn that there's an electromagnetic sixth sense communication, which we now know our brains have. That's how ducks can fly 5,000 miles or whatever and, you know, land at a place they were never born. Same thing with butterflies, monarchs, hummingbirds, that they start downloading through the ether the memories and the, not just instincts, but live time from their clone, or the clone's getting it. So that's why it finally ends the project in the movie. So it's next level information. And of course, then he's heavily implicated, not just by one of the victims, but others heavily involved. So he's able to go make these movies that at every level tell you what's going on. And notice there's a viral release, you learn, that supposedly killed everything on the surface of the earth, so they live in bunkers. But if you're really good, you get to leave the bunker and go to the island. Well, really, you're being killed and having your organs taken. Well, that's what they talk about in here, releasing a virus for control, making money. It's in the WEF documents where they say, we're going to use this to permanently train people to be locked down, to have permission to leave their house with their phone. Germany, New Zealand, you know, places did it. This is, they're telling you everything in this movie. And then now in the new Epstein emails, you got him 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago saying, we're going to discredit the governments. We're going to discredit the systems. The UN itself will be discredited and the WEF will become the global government. Well, 4 years ago, they became co-equal with the UN and the UN started signing authority over. Now that's been blown up. Now Larry Fink's the head of it. So this is telling you everything. I mean, it's so powerful, folks. Go ahead.
Ghislaine Maxwell's younger sister is the chief director of technology for the World Economic Forum. And, I mean, there's all over the emails.
Ghislaine was made the head of the UN Ocean Treaty.
Yes. I mean, all over the emails, he's talking about corresponding with people from Davos and making sure that, you know, his goals are achieved. Basically, he has his his people in there, and they're planning their world government and working on vaccines.
I agree. And I've always said Epstein was like a maitre d' or the manager of a hotel or a party. He's like the star, but he's kind of low level. But he's really high level because all these weirdos, he was able like a symphony to tie them all together.
Because he has access to so much money and so many world leaders, you know. He said,
I am the main Rothschild representative.
Yes.
So with quadrillions, they control. So that's why he's the Rothschilds.
And there's a quote where he even said he'd like to come back as a virus.
King Charles is dead, Prince Philip.
Yeah, Prince Philip.
He told Audubon Society and two other newspapers the similar quote. Well, I haven't seen the new quote. Oh, I didn't know what the virus quote was. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. See, wow.
And he dies, and then a couple months later, the virus comes out.
It's just unbelievable. These people are playing God, and it's totally insane.
Satanic. It's very satanic to clone people and all the things that they're trying to achieve is definitely playing God.
All right, so since I mentioned it, here's Peter Nygaard in prison for this now, and you go into all the details of it, getting black women to have babies with them. It's your kid, so you don't reject the cells, so you can suck the kid dry and kill it. This is vampires that drain their own children. Here it is.
The stem cell technology that Peter and I are investing in that's called SCNT, which takes the egg of a young, perfect woman specimen, takes the egg and takes out the nucleus and puts our DNA in the nucleus. They just go in and take it out.
It's painful, right?
Huh?
Is it painful?
Can you use a
spray? Yeah, a little bit. And this is part of this genetic greatness that we don't see in any other race on the planet. These curvy, sexy black woman from Africa. You girls have a kind of a monopoly on this genetic perfection, and we want some of that. So, girls, for $100, we will pay you for your egg.
$100?
You can pay a lot more than that.
So how much do you want for it? Let's bid. I bid $500 for you.
I'm prepared to bid him anyway.
This is the oldest trick in the book, okay? So it's like, I haven't done this, but I read about it. So you want to get your wife with the neighbor chick, whatever. It's like, have them over, have a few drinks. Oh, let's try on lingerie and have a lingerie judging contest. It's the same thing. Like, hey, ladies, how much for your egg? No, they don't want the egg. They want to impregnate you, have you bring it to term, suck the baby dry. He's in prison for it. So just think how they're selling him. Of course, they're totally grossed out. These are supermodels. They don't do it. But this is what they got people to do. Continue.
About $60,000 worth of eggs.
Yeah.
If you have abortion, that's very valuable.
Oh, abortion.
Umbilical cord, you know, placenta, even your period blood.
Hey, pause. Back up 10 seconds. These black women are getting grossed out like anybody would. They're at a table. He even looks like Count Dracula from the remake of the 90s. And he's literally like an abortion. He's an abortion. He's literally like, and this is, go back to it.
That's very valuable. Umbilical cord, placenta, even your period blood is so rich with stem cells.
Pause. I want to hear the abortion part. Back up 30 seconds. And notice he's literally getting excited when he's, and then we have all the videos of him being injected with the blood of his dead kids. I mean, it's in the show. They put this on TV.
And he's saying that period blood is rich in stem cells. So do you think he was just drinking it, or was there some type of process he would use the period?
Well, that's what the zygote, once the egg is dividing with the sperm, goes down and roots in and does it. It is. But he says, abortion, umbilical cord, and he goes, period blood. It's like when in the remake of Dracula, he like, oh, you cut yourself. He goes, oh, the blood. It's literally a real vampire. Here it is.
You're going to pay a lot more than that.
So how much do you want for it? Let's bid. I bid $500 for
I'm prepared to outbid him anyway.
Whatever I bid, he's going to outbid me.
I bought about $60,000 worth of eggs.
Yeah.
If you have abortion, That's very valuable. Umbilical cord, you know, placenta, you know, all, you know, even your period blood is so rich with stem cells.
Yeah.
We regard it as waste, and it actually should be. It should be captured as recycled, and it shouldn't go to waste. It's life for somebody, you know.
Him.
And it's life
and
for
George Herbert Bush.
No, the best eggs are 60 to 18 years old. Those are the best eggs.
Donor meat. 16 to 18 year olds.
The older your eggs get, the weaker we can.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So you may not be our top candidate.
No, that's fine. I'm going to go with my business anyway.
And notice he slaps him around like a pimp. By the way, you women are like 30. I want 16-year-olds. I mean, folks. And then he did it with a huge medical facility. So understand, we ain't in 2026. We're like in 2050 and vampires run it. These are literal vampires.
And the young girl that is on record that he actually took his own child, he had a child with a 14-year-old. And he was taking the stem cells from that baby. I think they brought it to term maybe 8 months, I believe.
Yeah.
And then started taking the cells right from the baby and injecting it into himself. He personally did it.
Well, that's when they kept alive, they told. So he's milking the baby.
Yes.
This is beyond selfishness, folks. And notice the women are completely disgusted. He goes, by the way, you're too old. I don't even want you.
And in these documents...
And the women go, that's fine. This ain't our business.
In these Epstein documents, in the email...
Imagine, it's not like, I want to have a great life with you. I want to travel the world. I want to, you know, do good things. No, I want your blood. Go ahead.
There's a lot of studies on genetic editing. It ties into cloning and the viruses and stuff and vaccines, but...
This is in the Epstein files.
Yes. Here they're talking about stem cells, but they're going into the cloning because at face value, it's about stem cells. And you go into it, then they start talking about human cloning. And they're trying to clone monkeys, and they're using stem cells, but they're finding they have to use the fetal cells. They need the actual fetus. They can't just do it from a regular stem cell. So, I mean, they were cloning. They were getting it done. I don't know how long this has been going on for. I mean, some might say the 80s or 90s, but...
Well, I mean, the Nazis, it's declassified, cloned rabbits in 43.
Right. And, I mean, as far as human beings, if you can identify them as non-human, then there's a certain gray area.
Well, that's how they do it. They say the studies, the bioethicists, the Pentagon funds, MIT and others say that if it's 1%, plus they don't want a cow, because a cow's really the artificial one they use. They have doors on the side of them. You grow a humanoid that's part bovine, so you can argue it isn't, it doesn't exist. It's a chimera.
Exactly. So mix them with monkeys, pigs. Here, pigs is a big one because they're
pigs have a less rejection than anything.
Very similar to humans. That's why they use pigs for ballistic testing and all that.
There's less rejection.
Yeah.
I mean, they usually use rats because they're cheaper, but there's nothing that affects pigs in any test of any drug as close as to us. I mean, just look at this, though. Look at this guy.
And it was actually Chris Hansen with Peter Nygaard's son that actually took him down.
That's right. Nygaard's son came out and got him.
And there's a
documentary. By the way, get Nygaard's son on, guys. Get Nygaard's son.
Speaking of Chris Hansen, there's a documentary on Paramount out right now where they're defending all the pedophiles that are in To Catch a Predator, blaming NBC or whoever ran the program. Because there was a DA that killed himself when they went to raid his house. It was a DA that was trying to meet with a young boy. They found child porn all over his house. Well, they said because he killed himself, they wanted to end that show, and Chris Hansen's terrible, and we should have sympathy for these pedophiles. That just came out like a month ago. It's insane.
Incredible. All right, we're going to go to break. I want to get into the pandemic news and releasing the viruses and controlling it. And then the new big breaking news. They're in the emails with Epstein. They're talking about dead bodies of girls they killed at Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. Where's the DOJ out there exhuming all this right now? Are we going to have to go out there and do it ourselves? Yeah, we're not going to wait much longer. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're moving slow here, but that's important because we've covered a lot. We're now moving into, we already talked a lot about it. Here they are, overhead shots. In 2017, Bill Gates discussed plans for pandemic simulations with Jeffrey Epstein. Email describes the idea of reference proposed projects such as simulated outbreak scenarios, expanded health data infrastructure, and neurotechnology research potentially used for national security. And then it goes into all of it here about the business of it and lockdowns and controls and changing society and world internet IDs and a whole new system, getting rid of the old system through this. The Epstein files eliminate a 20-year architecture behind pandemics as the business model of Bill Gates at the center of the network, going in, buying off the big regulators, international, national, doing illegal testing on people. Overhead shot, please. I want to show people this article. I mean, this is all what we're dealing with here. So this goes on and on, and people are flipping out, finding this out, Thomas.
And isn't Bill Gates on record today saying that he stopped talking to him before that date that's in that email?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's clearly lying about that with a straight face. And I mean,
Bill Gates is lying?
The media, I mean, he's heavily invested in all these mainstream media groups. They do little puff pieces for him.
He pays for that.
Yes, he does. And that was a very, very sad, desperate attempt for damage control, and it's just a bold-faced lie. So, I mean, the receipts are out. He continued to work with him almost to the very end there. So, just insane that he thinks that's just going to blow over. I mean, this guy's unreal, and I'd really like to see Congress bring him in. I've heard that Nancy Mace is trying to get him to testify before Congress.
We need to. But behind the scenes, all this money pumps out when they try. More Bill Gates pandemic plans. Epstein files expose Gates' J.P. Morgan plan to turn pandemics into profit machines years before the COVID. Remember, James O'Keefe, like 3 years ago, got the head of mRNA at Pfizer saying, oh, we have all the viruses on the shelf. We made COVID. We released new variants. It's a guaranteed business. Where's the DOJ? Unsealed DOJ documents from Epstein Trove reportedly include 2011 emails laying out a sophisticated playbook for monetizing future pandemics through hidden financial structures. It's all how they'll make all this money, keeping it secret that he controls the regulators. Epstein personally urged J.P. Morgan's elite asset management boss to create offshore arms and donor advised funds tied to Bill Gates' initiatives explicitly designed to rake in cash under the guise of charity. Pretty sick, huh? And again, we already knew all of this, so where's Pam Bondi?
Well, she's supposed to be involved with the big pharma.
Yeah, she gets big Pfizer money. Her and the chief of staff, Susie Wiles, at their lobbying firm.
I know this is a little bit off topic, but I just wanted to bring up that I never thought he killed himself or died in general since it first broke. I immediately thought that they broke him out of prison.
Well, let's stop there.
Yeah.
It's not off topic. That's a huge stack. Let's go to that now, because now Congress is looking at this. This is coming out. Let's get the document cam over here, please. Pull up the HD shots in there for everybody. And let's start talking about this. And let's pull out a little bit there. There we go. That's nice. That's off our printer. But let's pull up the HD of all this. He has this tattoo here, but when he's dead outside the federal facility 5 years ago in D.C. or in New York, we don't see the tattoo. And then now we have somebody that looks just like him that's related to Hillary Rodham Clinton, who died right before this, who matches with the ears, the rest of it. Let's go over it now.
So in the DOJ Epstein files, he is known to have a tattoo. This body right here that just came out, the new pre-autopsy photos.
Yeah, scroll
this is
up,
him
guys,
in the hospital.
See the arm.
He has no tattoo on his arm. And there's, I don't see a scar there that shows that it was removed. And his face, I mean, I know he allegedly hung himself.
Well, let's just start over. You never believed from the start. You see the garrote line there. But again, that's the same arm. And you do not see the tattoo. And we have more photos. We have photos of him being brought outside where they didn't put a sheet over him when he's dead. They don't normally do that. And that famous photo. So to walk through this, what people are saying is that he's alive.
Yes. So Thomas Massey is on it. He says, here's a pic of his tattoo in the Epstein files, replying to Patrick Byrne. Who Patrick Byrne called this out. Thomas Massey did a little poll. Most people say he is still alive. So Majority of people believe Epstein is still alive. It's not that someone else killed him or did he kill himself. No, he didn't die. There's video of someone that looks like him with the drone that was flown over his island in 2023. And there's a man that looks just like him hopping out of a ATV and looks like he's still alive and is back on his island. So who knows where he is right now, but I don't think he's dead.
And but regardless, he had this tattoo and all these photos and stuff on record. He doesn't. When he's brought out of the ambulance, supposedly killed himself with a federal facility. And in these other photos, he doesn't have the tattoo.
And his earlobe is different. The whole design of his ear does not match up at all from the dead body.
And we got side-by-sides of those we can show.
And so there's someone that looks like him on the island in 2023. Who the hell's that? And what's he doing on the island? Why does he look so similar to Jeffrey Epstein?
The same clothing.
That looks like something he'd wear. Looks like he's giving that guy orders on what to do on the island, too. He's pointing at him, telling him where to go and work. And so, I mean,
guys, pull up the ears. We showed it last hour. The side-by-side ears, who then match somebody else that just died right before he died.
Tony Rodham, Hillary Clinton's brother, died in June. So that's, 2 months before? They could have cryogenically froze him, maybe even just kept his body fine in a regular freezer. I'm not sure. I'm not too well versed on how quick a body can decompose when it's in a freezer, but man, that nose sure looks like his nose, doesn't it? Look at that ear. And we're supposed to believe that he's dead. I mean, this is insane. And obviously,
and there's other shots with supposedly Epstein on the stretcher next to other. And if you look, yeah.
They say never let a good crisis go to waste. So, her brother's dead. Oh, well, I got an idea. He looks a little bit like Jeffy.
We know the CIA's experts at fake mask, also plastic surgery. But you look at the ear of Hillary Clinton's brother, it's the same ear. You pull that up, it's uncanny. Wow.
So I think we really got something here, and Thomas Massey's calling out, Patrick Byrne is calling out. I'm glad finally people are getting over the who killed Epstein. It's now Epstein is alive. Where is he?
You've always thought that.
I always thought that since day one. I said there is.
By the way, let's get Patrick Byrne on tomorrow. And it's not just my show. Let's get him on the War Room. He comes on all the shows. Let's get him on with the morning show, Brianna. Let's get him on tomorrow.
Why would they kill him when they could do this? He's too valuable to everyone. He has too many his hands and too many things.
And that's why all the cameras are turned off.
Yes.
And it's a national security issue.
I believe he's in witness protection. And if he's involved in multiple intelligence agencies,
we know that
he's being protected still to this day. And he's sitting back laughing at this whole situation.
What do you make of all the incredible emails with Epstein? Yeah, we got one piece of pizza. It's glowing. It really has a good time. Seven of you will share the pizza. On and on and on. We're going to drink the blood. People are like, I can't come to this meeting. I'm having nightmares seeing shadows. I mean, it's devil worship. And it dovetails with all the stuff in the 2016 WikiLeaks with the Podestas.
It's Aleister Crowley sex magic. Ghislaine was directly involved with Crowley, with Crowley's cult. Her sister.
Well, Abramovich is the current leader of it.
Her sister was married into the Suicide Squad, which helped build NASA with Jack Parsons, L. Ron Hubbard, and Aleister Crowley, where they were getting instructions from demons on how to build rockets, and they were doing sex magic. And
everybody, that sounds crazy. You study the Grand Grimoires that go back to Solomon, who had the Egyptian black magic stuff. This is like mainline history, by the way. This is not an opinion. This isn't Harry Potter stuff. the alchemists would get knowledge about architecture and how to make concrete and the arch and weapons from the demons. But the demons would demand at first gold, but later it's like, no, we want kids. So that you had to spill blood to get the information.
Yes. And
like a payphone, you take a quarter, they take a kid.
A lot of these other cults and things, Scientology, was all designed around the teachings of Aleister Crowley, who they say wrote the book on black magic. I mean, it goes right into NASA, and all their belief systems are tied into Crowley, which, you know, there's a whole system that predates him. People call it Baal worship. And
yeah, he just kind of pop integrated it in modern time.
Yes, he made it very trendy and bohemian and tied it directly into Hollywood.
And by the way, Led Zeppelin moved into his castle. Yeah. Horrible stuff started happening. They admitted they dabbled in it. Then one of their kids died. They got out of it.
The tool shed, yes.
Yeah. This is not a game. Crowley reported killed his own son.
Yes, and was also a pedophile to young boys. He was obsessed with sodomy and considered sodomy a big part of the sex magic that...
Yeah, like you interdimensionally open up the demon, especially men having sex.
Yeah, really sick stuff.
And then he's on the cover of the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Band deal.
And now now Epstein... You're finding out is involved in all these transgender studies and wanting to transgender kids at a young age. And this predates the big push in transgenderism
that
we see in pop culture. He was instrumental.
And then you got Baphomet that is, male and female, doing all this. And then my enemies will go, look, he Baphometed. Yeah, I got to show you what they do. You're the guys being evil doing that. It's just as above, below. It's just hermaphroditic thing.
Yes, it is. Yes. As above, so below. And
guys, pull up Baphomet so we can show people on screen. Literally, they'll have today like all the winter. God, he just did Baphomet. He's with them. You are Baphomet. I'm sitting there showing people how this works, and you're saying I am. That's evil.
And with Baphomet, you have this symbol as well for modern medicine with the snakes wrapping around forming
the double helix.
The double helix. The medical industry is definitely... been corrupt for a very long time, and anyone that wants to transgender kids to turn them into that or become possessed by a demon.
Because they know there's a taboo, because there should be against having sex with kids. So again, they go, oh, we're just going to cut them up. It's even beyond that. It's Hellraiser. And again, the new Hellraiser is it's a man-to-woman transition that goes and forcibly transitions right-wingers. Look at this. This is another one just came out. In fact, you've got a copy of this. This is Epstein, and they're having the confidential Jeffrey Epstein talking about... We'll tell about this. Talking about dead bodies of dead girls buried at Zorro Ranch.
Yeah, so it says it's from Eddie Aragon. Looks like this was a confidential tip, maybe potentially sent to an investigator, FBI, or someone in the DOJ. The date is the 25th of November, 2019. So this is after Epstein is dead. It's actually written to somebody named Edward. So it says, Edward, this is sensitive, so it will be the first and last email depending on your discretion. You can choose to take it or trash it, but this comes from a person that has been there and seen it all as a former staff at the Zorro. The material below was taken from Jeffrey Epstein home as my insurance in case of future litigation against Epstein. Sorry, no questions. What is damning about Jeffrey Epstein is yet to be written. Did you know somewhere in the hills outside the Zorro, two foreign girls were buried on orders of Jeffrey and Madam G. Both died by strangulation during rough fetish sex. And then he links videos of child pornography. Here it says sex with minor, underage girl sex, underage girl rape, suicide attempt, confession.
This is video of this happening.
Yes, this is allegedly someone who got out of Zorro Ranch that was able to obtain... some of these.
And the FBI said in reports that are public, there were houses full of hard drives.
Yes. And they're asking for Bitcoin here to get these videos. It says, please arrange for one Bitcoin by 6 p.m. today to this wallet to obtain the damning child pornography. So I'm not sure who this was from or to. It says from Eddie Aragon, but then it says... if you read it, it's to Edward. So it's a little bit kind of confusing to me of who this was sent to, and if someone actually did receive the child pornography.
And this thing could be bull, too. The point is, we have all this other data. We know what's generally true, what's not. This was industrial-level evil.
And Zora Ranch is out there, you know, in close to a lot of military facilities with underground tunnels, and so the infrastructure there to build these facilities is ideal, because that's what the government does. That's that they're out there in the desert. They have the perfect setup to be able to build this kind of facility and keep it hidden from everyone.
Meanwhile, the EU is trying to criminally indict Elon Musk. Elon Musk dramatically summoned to Paris for interview after ex-offices raided. So they're coming after him for exposing all of this. But the big popular thing is to bash him and say he's New World Order, even though in the reality of the world, he's actually damaging the globalists. Then I want to show people this. Every day I see this stuff, okay? I've got dozens more of these. Breaking, DEI judge Candace Pickett has released Steven Tyler Whitehead on bond after he killed Alabama high school cheerleader Kimber Mills at a party where prosecutors say he opened fire on 40 to 50 teens, killing one and wounding others, including a victim shot 10 times. Released from prison. This is mass murder by a judge. They'll do it again. Charlotte rail murder suspect tied to inmate release under former Dem Gov GOP released over and over again to the judge that owned the rehabilitation center where he did the assault that stabbed the girl to death on the train. Mondami just visited a man who got shot while charging a cop with a knife and said the cops are bad. You're starting to get an idea, folks. They're killing us any way they can. Poison shots, releasing murderous criminals, all of this. So there's so many layers to this.
It's a total breakdown of society when you can let all
Lord Bevin.
Criminals that are clearly a danger to everyone with, you know, violent history for many, many years, to just keep letting them walk free, because they're not taking public transportation and they're not putting themselves at risk. They have their own armed security and they have, you know, ways to avoid these degenerates. At least they think they can avoid them. I mean, I know there's been times in D.C. where they've had some people that got, people that work there in D.C. and advisors and politicians that were carjacked and stuff like that. So they're not, it's not that they're untouchable from this. It can backfire on them, but I guess that's a risk that some of them are willing to take.
Well, that's right. Let's get the blood ritual clip ready. I forget what number it is. Find it. But I'll hit that tomorrow. Because I feel terrible. I can't get to it all. All the devil worship, we covered a lot in the last few days. I have hundreds of new ones of clearly delivering kids. They admit it's for sex. I mean, this is insane.
They wanted the Mormon blood. They were getting Mormon blood sent to them, specific, you know, requests for Mormons.
Yeah, what's that?
I mean, we know that with Mormons, there's definitely some polygamy and you know, grooming that occurs there. So maybe there was some women that were very hip to their idea of being able to give their blood and you know, maybe.
Well, yeah, it shows this. They use cutout groups saying they're Mormon to kind of have a subsect off doing this. Like the woman talking about the sex parties, all that. I saw that.
Yeah. So there is so much information there. I don't think anybody that it has gone through it all. I don't think even if you took all this and put it in AI, it's not going to be able to read everything, because even if you search certain names, it's not going to show up in the header.
Well, exactly. So like yesterday, I was like, people are like, I bet you're in Epstein files. And I went, yeah, like a year ago, earlier tranche, it's Epstein attacking me. You first know what we're saying about him. And then people go, ask Grok. Grok goes, no, because Grok searched the new thing. He didn't search all of it. And we have articles about it, Alex Jones in the files. The point is I already know that, but yeah, Grok isn't God, folks.
So hopefully people have captured everything that was initially released, because I'm hearing that they're taking away ways to download the zip files. And
they've only released part of it, too, and then they have the quote, now the Democrat lawyers saying, oh, victims aren't protected. Democrats now panic. They want it pulled.
Yeah, so we haven't even begun to go through all this. Obviously, there is fake stuff sprinkled in there. Somebody altered and put SpaceX on somebody's shirt and used AI. You know, there's a lot of things.
Yeah, it's all about targeting Trump and Elon. They're not, yeah. And then I point that out. Oh, you're covering up. No. If Trump sends this, we'll go there, folks. But we need to. Here's a clip of a man talking about some of the latest emails. Here it is.
And I'll tell you, of all the information that I've seen so far, of all the different drops, this is the most disturbing, and it carries with it a horrific reality of the world that we live in. And honestly, it's a world that most people would rather not even know exists. And this account here is an interview from an alleged victim. And what happened on that yacht is horrific. Think about the hundreds of thousands of children who are trafficked every single year, and that's just the United States alone. There are millions more worldwide every single year. Now, Nicki Minaj posted this on her X account a little less than 24 hours ago. Are y'all understanding that these people have been sacrificing children as a way of gaining and maintaining power? She then goes and follows up with, your favorite artist has been practicing rituals in a satanic cult where they take babies from other countries, mutilate, and unalive them as a form of blood sacrifice to their god. This is the music industry. This is Hollywood. It's the elites of the world. It's the Republicans. It's the Democrats. It's the rich and the powerful. This isn't anything new. This is Old Testament kind of stuff. The Canaanites would have these sacrificial rituals to their god Baal in order to try to gain personal prosperity. And now here we are, all these years later, different time, same demons. Yeah, I know people don't want this to be true. I get it. It's too horrific. You know, you don't want to believe that this kind of evil exists in the world that we live in. But it does.
I would say everyone said, I want the money for my children.
Did they know where the money came from?
If I told them the devil, 100%. The devil
himself.
The devil himself said, I'm going to exchange some dollars for your child's life.
This is why child trafficking is a $1 billion industry. But the reality is infinitely worse. Over 300,000 children are trafficked every year in the United States alone. And 40% of them were first sold by family members. An estimated 30,000 never make it out alive. And these are just the ones that we know about. Imagine the ones that we don't. The devil is real, and he's in the people that do this.
And then you've got the name of his bank account, Ball. Overhead shot, please. Jeffrey Epstein's bank account, Ball. Pale.
Yeah, it seems like he was pretty open about some of his beliefs
chalkboard with all the satanic black magic at his island. All right, Thomas, great job. The War Room with Harrison Smith, he'll be loaded for bear, is coming up right now. But remember, we exposed the COVID shots. We exposed the New World Order. We exposed all their operations before it happened. We need to expose their next operation. That's why your word of mouth is key. All I care about is take our articles, our videos, Relox Jones on X, Rumble, you name it, InfoWars, share it. When they shut down InfoWars very soon, I don't make the announcement yet. Just follow us. Make sure you get the word out because you've got all the power. I need your help. And please become a subscriber, a VIP. You get better discounts, everything. Commit to what we're doing. Our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. So I don't own it. So they can't shut that down. That's our big funder in the future. Support thealexjonesstore.com. Thomas Siska, great job. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. The War Room in 2 minutes starts. You need to find the feed on Harrison's feed or InfoWars on X or on Rumble or at Relox Jones. You'll find the InfoWars feed. War Room starts now. Be sure to tune in.
Naked men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home.
We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements
and apparel right here on the phone app.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.